Actually, I got almost. In fact, I don't think I wrote anything for today. I got here past Billy the Kid in the hall. He comes in my studio, and we just start talking about that video he shot with his girlfriend's daughter.
Oh, as they were singing Frozen?
She's sitting in the back seat. What is she, like 3, 4?
Yeah, something like that.
And I had no clue. He had to get an agent to handle all of this.
Doesn't he? I thought he had one. Or is this like a separate?
Well, he had to turn it over to his agent.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And the money that he's made off of it.
Oh my God, is it that much?
Yes.
Oh my God. All for one, like, 2-3 minute video.
That took nothing. There was no production costs. There wasn't Nick.
No, it was just riding in the car.
And then he started talking about other people and what they've done. I said, Dan's pulled a story at least once a week of people who have quit their jobs because they started making money off YouTube and revenue off the ads. He goes, Billy said, you got to do something. What am I going to do? Shoot video of us sitting in the studio? So we'd like, thought about hanging Chloe off the top of the building one day and have Chloe hold his phone up and go, Google, how far can a human fall before they die? He said he's had Toyota, Nissan, Dots. Somebody bought like 2 seconds of that clip to put in their commercial.
Oh, that's right. Actually, I think I saw that. I know I did. I saw that commercial the other night.
Do you remember the car company?
I don't. The main thing I remembered was, hey, that's Billy. And then I thought, that's some bitch making money right now. Because it really was. I mean, it was very quick. It was like maybe 2 seconds of that video that was in the commercial.
We've missed out on something. If we were back at CBS, got nothing to do with this company, but if we had our own building again, where we could go back and do stuff in the parking lot, We wouldn't even need the job. All the stuff we pulled, things we blew up, airbags in Gavin's office, We could probably still release those. It's not like they're time sensitive. It's not like Gavin was sitting in his office, you know, wearing a leisure suit.
No, he wasn't.
It's the only thing I miss about CBS is we were in an industrial park with our own building, and CBS didn't give a rat's ass about the building. It had been paid for since the late 60s.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, it was such a... And actually, that area was so coveted that the homeless people would find a way over the razor wire to fall asleep in the station vehicles.
We set so many things on fire, blew so many things up. We had the direct number for Station 47, Fire station around the corner.
Yeah, at a certain point, there was no need for 911. We just called them and said, everything's fine.
Or regardless of what you've heard, It's out. And they show up with a dumpster fire anyway. Oh, sure, got to show up, put the rest of it out, be the big man with the fire truck. Mm-hmm. Dan and I put it out with a soaker hose. It wasn't even supposed to be a soaker hose. one of the firefighters even asked, I think it was Dan, he goes, where are your eyebrows? Because when Dan and I opened the dumpster on both sides.
We didn't communicate beforehand.
Nobody thought, hey, maybe this will be like a Ron Howard movie.
Yeah, that's one of those times you learn a lot when you fight fires.
I think that was our first bonding moment.
It really was.
We opened both sides of the dumpster at the same time, realizing we just fed this cat. And then flames shoot up both sides.
Every time I think about that, I imagine what it must have looked like if a third person had been standing looking at the dumpster and the two of us on either side. Do you remember the furnace in Friday the 13th? I mean, Freddy Krueger, the furnace, shoots the flames out?
No. I'll just take your word for it. Something shot flames out.
Yeah, very quickly, very dangerous. The Christmas tree and Christmas Vacation. Whoosh.
All of a sudden, somebody's toupee is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that look, and it was obviously a nanosecond before the flames shot out. We both opened the doors, realized what we had done wrong, looked at each other. It was like the scene out of the Blues Brothers where that car is falling thousands of feet from the sky.
In that Pinto?
Yeah. One of the guys looks over and goes, I've always loved you.
There was definitely that feeling. Definitely.
So I don't, is it, I'm going to guess you don't have to have an agent to set up a YouTube thing. It's like a contract you have with YouTube when you sign up some account.
Yeah, I think it's just a terms of service type of deal.
And how do you trademark, copyright a video so all the TV stations don't steal it? Because they like to do that.
They'll steal it anyway, but you've got the copyright on it already.
So if I have the copyright and they use it, then they got to pay us.
Exactly. Send them an invoice.
And if does that mean we could send a network to collections?
If yeah.
That'd be fun.
Sorry, you can't sell NBC5. We've got a lien on the building. So they can still steal it even if it's copyright.
Exactly.
Well, how do you make... Well, what if they don't pay the invoice?
File a lawsuit. Make it small claims at first, but you can take it on from there.
Well, Billy's agent employed a service that goes out and looks for people trying to use it.
So it's not immediately on YouTube? Or it is?
No, it is. But Billy's service, they go out and they license viral videos. That's their thing. They'll find people using it for commercial gain, and they'll send them an invoice.
And because it's copyright, they have to, I guess they have to pay for it.
Yep.
Yeah, they'd have to. Yeah, it's not theirs to just air because they feel like it. It's somebody else's.
What would I do to find this on just dad and daughter frozen?
Dad, daughter, frozen.
That's
Let
that,
It Go.
That goes to Billy's thing.
I got it.
Came up.
Okay, good.
It's got 13,182,078 views.
Oh, my God.
3-year-old Blakely puts her heart and soul into this performance, while dad, Billy, puts his own spin on the song. And even Billy said, I just thought it was cute.
And actually,
it's not like he put it on, said, all right, this is going to go viral, I got this.
Right, and he didn't put it on because he was bragging about how awesome it was, because honestly, Billy's a better performer than this.
Yeah, this has, I'm looking at the video, 13 million views. His song, I guess, was a moderate hit, regional hit, Country Girl.
Yeah.
That only had like 200,000 views.
Wow.
And there was production value that went into that video.
Mm-hmm.
This looks like he just locked the camera down on the dash, pointed it back inside the car, and the little girl singing. Let me see if it'll play. I'm surprised. Who recorded Frozen? Who did that?
Disney. It's a Disney movie.
Oh. I'm surprised that Disney hasn't come after him. That's their song.
That's a really good point.
Sorry if I created any problems, Billy.
And it looks like I'm the queen.
And it's just it's a lockdown shot. See Billy on the right, little girl in the back. I thought the car seats were supposed to be facing in the opposite direction. This kid's facing forward.
That's if they're in the front seat.
Oh. Okay. So what is it about this? No offense to Billy.
I think it's just a little part here. Every once in a while, Billy acts as her hype man. Mm-hmm. He's like, get it. Sing it, girl. That sort of stuff.
I still think he would have gotten more hits had he had her sing something from NWA.
That is highly possible.
Wouldn't be as sellable, though.
Yeah. Probably wouldn't end up in a Toyota commercial.
Everybody buys Toyotas. Doesn't have to be ethnic.
What they're going to say. Cause why? Cold never bothered me.
She's even doing the hand. I've never seen the movie. Is the movie called Frozen?
Yes. The song is called Let It Go.
She's doing, I guess, all the hand movements that go along with it. What is it about?
Do you want the context of the song?
Sure.
Princess is exiled from her town because she has the ability to freeze everything. And she decides to let it go. When she's exiled, she decides to freeze everything and make her own little world. So as she's singing the song, she's making her own little ice castle.
Now Billy's rocking back and forth. I mean, it's cute. The little girl is cute. I'll turn the mics off while this is playing and tell you what he's made off this so far.
What? Let's do it loud this time.
Seriously?
He better let some of that cash go.
Do I?
He better let some of that cash go.
Go where?
Anywhere, including my pocket.
Well, you didn't have anything to do with this.
That don't matter.
You know. All right, that little girl is his girlfriend's daughter.
Got it.
You know he didn't give anything that little kid or his girlfriend.
Oh, you better have. Yes. Better. I think she should be going to college on this thing.
Cold never bothered me anyway. I add that every once in a while.
It is amazing what, first of all, how does somebody find this? All right, so you post a video on YouTube, and then something makes it go viral. How does somebody find the video in the first place?
It's a friend. It's like when
you think social media.
Exactly.
Maybe
when
Billy posted it on his Facebook or Twitter.
I'm not even sure if he did. I think his girlfriend did. She posted it on YouTube and put a post up linking to it on Facebook. So her Facebook friend saw it, watched it, and then those friends saw it, then those friends saw it, and then it just keeps growing.
It's just odd how wildfire is the only thing I can think of.
But that's why they call it viral, because one person posts it.
I understand viral. It's just amazing that somebody finds one video.
Yeah.
And they all don't have the ability to promote it on their Facebook page, where you may have, I don't know how many Billy's got, but I'm sure it's hundreds of thousands, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, this isn't posted under Billy's name. Well, that's good. So when Disney goes and sues him, they'll just sue his girlfriend.
However, these types of videos were really popular over the last year because of how popular the movie was and the song. So if you were a parent and you had a child around this age, chances are you have a video, at the very least, on your phone, if not online, of your child singing it.
I just clicked on the company that they used to promote this.
Okay.
And this is exactly, I'm sure this has been around longer than when I brought it up 6-7 months ago, where I said, it's got to be somebody that would distribute this and protect your copyright. So if TV stations start using your video, you got to pay for something.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know there was already a company out there. It's called Rumble Viral. It is a full-service video platform for creators. We can help you promote, distribute, and monetize your video on the following websites: YouTube, Xbox, Yahoo, MSN, Discovery Channel, MTV, Bell Media, Sun Media, Post Media, Toronto Star, Telegraph UK, and many more.
Those are a lot of the big ones.
Hmm. Okay. Chloe, you don't mind if we hang you off the roof, do you?
Yeah.
I think Google would buy it because they're big on promoting. Google, how big is the Grand Canyon?
Mm-hmm. You're right. It's a new ad campaign.
Actually, the new Android. They're very big right now into promoting their Siri-like feature.
Oh, the Cortana.
Whoever. So, yes, do we just do that? Yeah, sure. Yeah, let's do it.
Said yes.
Are we hanging him off the top of the building? It's only, 12 stories?
Yes.
Only.
Google, how hard do I have to flap my arms to fly?
How big of a grocery sack?
Okay, it was just fascinating. We talked for about an hour and a half, so I got nothing done.
The whole idea
I was just
that
stunned. He's got an app on his phone that he just hits, goes to his, what did I say the name of the company was?
Rumble Viral.
Goes to that app on his phone, shows the video. It's got a little mark on it that says sold. And then down in the lower right-hand corner, it says amount of how much is in the account. He said, you mash that, go straight into PayPal, you're done.
Wow. And part of what's amazing is you've had companies that have tried to go viral to try to, you know, advertise or, you know, make money in some way, and it doesn't work. Some companies have figured it out. And then you have some individuals that think, okay, this will go viral, and it doesn't. And some of it you just can't explain.
Well, that's why I said you never know what's viral. You have no idea what. I think dropping Clue off the roof.
I think that'll get some eyeballs.
I'd be pissed if it didn't.
Yeah.
Torres even went kind of viral with a stupid meme he made. He got like, you know, like 500,000 views on this little stupid meme he made.
Did he get any money for it?
I don't think he was smart enough to put all that together.
Can you make money off memes?
I don't think so. Not as much like YouTube stuff.
What was his meme?
It was him standing in front of a beer cooler, and it just said, my friend's wedding tonight, on the top, and across the bottom, it said,
they're all underage. I'm sorry, what is
it? It said, what kind of beer do I want? That was it, man.
I like Russ's better.
Yeah. Well, you got to know Torres.
It helps, but I don't think you have to.
Actually, I've got an idea for a viral video. I am not talking about it on the air. I almost guarantee it would go viral. We just need a few things that I'm not talking about.
Okay.
If you guys help me with it, I'll cut you in on a piece.
How big of a piece?
That's not what you make, I guess.
2%. Sorry, it's the Italian coming out.
Clearly.
I'm still watching this video. It just looped again. Is there a big finish with the dad-daughter duet in the car?
I don't even think there's really a big finish. It just kind of is there.
This is the end of the video. They should have done something from South Park, the movie. The thing where the two stick figures are singing about their uncle.
Also popular.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:36, first check on traffic. Over the myplates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by your DFW Acura dealers. Let's get started off in Dallas. Northbound I-35, right around Commerce, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Marcellus. And also in Dallas, eastbound 635, just before Josie, got an accident there. That one has you backed up back from Lunar Road. Other than that, traffic across the Metroplex is looking pretty damn good right now. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
I forgot, what was it, Chloe?
Eagle weather.
Thank you. Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight, some clouds, a low of 61. Tomorrow, afternoon sun, and a high of 81. Right now, it is 81 degrees, but 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
Viral video I'm thinking about probably would take maybe at the most half hour to shoot.
Okay.
Start to finish. Why?
I'm going to be over here.
Did you guys take a bet that I would bring it up again?
No.
No. What are you laughing at? A half hour? What are we laughing at?
I'm laughing at the fact there's no way that would only take half an hour.
Yeah, it would.
I don't think so.
Mm-mm. Start to finish.
I don't. I want it to. I do.
All you're going to make me slip and talk about it.
I'm just saying, I remember that Happy the Clown shoot that was supposed to take like an hour.
Yeah, but this is just one static shot.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Okay.
Let's see, I can say this without blowing it. We're going to need a drone.
30 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, that would speed up the process.
For what you're discussing, yes. However, there's the element of human error.
No error. Here's a static shot. I'll draw it for you.
Okay. So how long of the actual video would you want the video to be?
I think all it'd have to be is maybe 30 seconds at the most.
Okay.
Okay. See, all right, nobody can see this on the cameras. Okay, that's the front one.
Yep.
That's one of those, and that's one of those.
Got it.
And then all of a sudden, this one goes this way.
Right.
So it's just a static shot.
But they're moving vehicles.
Sure.
And a moving...
No.
I meant to say moving...
Shut up.
Moving
shut up.
Parts.
Shut. Luckily, even if somebody else came up with the idea, very few people could duplicate it.
That's true.
Yes.
I'll be silencing now.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry I laughed. I just really don't think it'll take only 30 minutes.
Yeah, I've never done video production before. I have no idea how long it would take. The biggest thing that would eat up time is stuff. But the drone would. Can you rent a drone?
I don't see why not. I'm sure you could find, like, whoever the guy was that had his drone that flew over Arlington and Dallas. I'm sure you could call and ask him.
Billy has one.
No, that's the same kind of drone that I got that I lost. Need a good one.
One that's not going to fly away and never come back. Because it's only going to take half an hour. So if it flies away, that really endangers the timeline.
Yeah, who knew with drones? Set it free if it comes back.
It's meant to be.
I want to pull, again, what they call it, dad and daughter duet?
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. Now, when I brought this up at the beginning of the show, I think I said it had 13,182,076 views.
Okay, sounds right.
Now it's got 13,182,878 views. So Billy picked up 800 views.
Hey.
That mother owes me some money.
Yes, he does.
Alfie, is his extension those two double digits?
That's it.
Okay. What do you figure that's worth? 20?
Oh, at least.
Hello?
Hey, it's Russ. We're on the air. Is Billy in there?
Oh, he stepped out.
What's he doing?
Smoking a joint.
Okay. Tell him to call me when he comes by.
All right.
Who's this?
This is McCray.
Oh, all right. Thanks, all boss. Right.
Yeah, man.
McCray Cray.
Billy's out smoking a joint. In McCray, that's the one that Kenzie's got the hots for.
Oh, yes.
K- Kenzie, I know when Billy's blowing a blunt or whatever you kids call it.
Blowing a blunt.
Don't say that.
No, no. Only say that from here on out. Yeah. That's the only way you refer to it. Blowing the blunt. Blowing a blunt or blowing the blunt. Those are the only two acceptable out of you now.
I know he always blows a big one, so you got time if you want to go hang out with McCray Cray. I like the way he said it without hesitation.
Yeah.
What's Billy doing?
Smoking a joint.
Okay. And I said we were on the air when I called him.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
He's just a very, very honest producer.
I like him.
Mm-hmm. He's just being honest.
Let me refresh this. I'm pretty sure I said 76 at the very end, like only 13 million and 76 hits, something like that.
800 views is worth about $4.
Is that it?
That's it.
We can tell him at least 20.
Oh, yeah.
Billy is slippy at least a 20.
And you know what? I'm going to ask him for cash. And I'm going to have to pay him money for using this audio on the air.
Damn. Another reason why he should give you a 20.
I think I'm going to end up owing him.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that's what I said, if I said 13,182,76, then he's picked up over 800 views just since we started talking about it. Now, if I put a video online, I wouldn't be able to promote it because then that, in a sense, would be plug-ola.
Because you would directly benefit from it.
I have a vested interest in it.
Right.
Unless I just put all the money into the foundation, and I don't think the station's going to give me any. Do you know how much money we could put into the foundation if we figured out some viral video? The band could stop playing. I could stop bitching about everybody being a tight ass.
I have an idea for that.
Do I need to turn the mics off?
Yeah, just briefly.
Yeah. Even though Captain Howard's retired, he could probably. He still knows how to tell you. Oh, never mind. Has anybody done that yet?
I don't know.
That's a really good idea.
Uh-huh.
I want to say what it is.
You can't.
No.
Someone else will do it.
I still got my other viral video that I'm
but that's almost one.
Positive.
But look at it this way. That's one. That could be like the breakout video. That's the first one, yours.
That would be our Gangnam style.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then you got to follow it up. You could follow it up with
a couple
of the others.
I got to say it.
Buddy, you can't.
All right.
Because you can't copyright it if you say it.
Especially if you get the video that you're talking about
mm-hmm.
and get a song with a really good beat.
Yup.
Apache might work.
Yes. Ooh, yes.
Had you thought about that before? Because that's a pretty good idea on the fly.
No.
No offense.
No, I'm none taken. I don't typically think in terms of viral video success, but today you got me.
Let me refresh this one more time, see if he owes me any more money. No. Still at 878. Alfie, how'd you calculate that 800 views is worth $4?
YouTube pays out about $5 for every 1,000 views.
Oh. Okay. It's just amazing because obviously Billy can't talk about it on his show.
Right, because then it would be plug-ola.
But this ain't Billy's show, so I could talk about his video all I want. Technically, I can't take any money from him, so I'll just do it on the side.
Just do it under the table like any good American citizen.
Actually, just talking about it on the air really doesn't make it plug-ola. Plug-ola
right.
Is when you hide it from your company
mm-hmm.
and they don't know you're making money on the side.
Yeah.
I'm promoting Billy's video.
And you're also saying,
I'm going to take money.
I'm disclosing.
Yes.
Funny. Full disclosure covers a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Again, honesty.
So, Alpha, you said about $5 per 1,000 views?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe by the end of the show, we can get it up to $20.
At the very least, make him buy you lunch.
I don't want lunch.
Okay.
I want a bottle of Jim. Beam. That's the only problem with Jim Beam is you kind of have to follow it. You can't go, man, I was sucking down a bunch of Jim last night. If you say Jack, people already kind of know. If you say Jim, it's like, really? Did you have to have your stomach pumped? Did you pull a Rod Stewart?
Oh. Oh.
This is Let It Go Remix.
Yeah, that was how it was posed. I don't know why they call it a remix other than it was Billy sort of being the hype guy. Because it's not actually remixed.
Let me...
Unless someone took his video and actually remixed it.
Let me do this. Let me just Google Let It Go Remix because that's easier for people to find.
Okay.
It's about the fourth result.
All right.
So that's easier. Plus, it suggests when you type in Let It Go Remix, it suggests dad and daughter as well.
Got it.
Okay. Everybody go look at that.
Get Russ some gym. He needs some gym.
I just want to hold Billy up for cash.
Yeah, I know.
And if he tries to charge me for playing the audio in the air, I'm going to tell everybody he's smoking a joint.
Mm-hmm.
Again. Oh, I'm sorry. What's it called? Blowing a blunt?
Yes, that's right. My bad. I let you out of your phrase.
I'm sorry.
Phrase.
Is that what you kids call it, Kenzie?
It is now.
What did it used to be? Just smoking weed? Or is that old school?
There's so many different phrases.
Burning a doobie?
That's old school.
Brother?
Doobie's long gone.
See, what else do I know? Left-handed cigarette?
Never heard that one.
Get some doobie snacks?
That's old school.
I think anything doobie is old.
I still like it.
Yeah, anything.
So what's hip now so I can talk to you kids about weed?
People call them, blunts.
Burning one?
No.
Pretty much the most common thing that I hear is like, do you smoke?
Yeah.
And it's the way that you say it, you know?
How do you have to say it? Do you have to do the air quotes? Hey, man, do you smoke?
say kind of quick. That way you know it's something, not legal. Hey, man, you smoke?
Yeah, there's the difference between asking someone if they have weed and asking them if you can have a cigarette.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you want to go get blazed? Fire one up.
Fire up a fatty?
Yeah. That sounds like you want to set a big chick on fire. Hey, man, let's get baked out.
Baked out.
Is that one?
That sounds pretty old.
Half-baked?
That's a movie.
Full-baked?
Sure.
Wake and bake.
Wake and bake. That I still hear.
Yeah.
I know people like that.
I don't smoke weed, though, for the record. But...
Yeah, you sure know a lot of phrases.
Oh, everybody knows those phrases.
I don't know them. All I know is blow a blunt. Light up some giggle weed? No?
Giggle weed?
I know somebody called it giggle weed at one point.
I think your father.
They did?
No, my dad always said dope.
Oh, okay. Dope.
People driving up and down the street. It's like right after sundown. So it's not like it's 11 o'clock at night.
Okay.
People driving up and down the street. You know what they're doing? They're selling dope.
Dope is for everything.
Yeah.
No matter.
Yeah. Dope is the all-inclusive drug term. Everywhere from good, nice, simple, safe marijuana all the way down to black tar heroin.
I bet they're trying to find somebody so they can hump some hemp.
Hump some hemp? Wow.
I'm just trying to catch...
Are you getting these terms directly from Reefer Madness?
Hey, isn't that one, Reefer Madness?
Well, that was the movie. I don't think
that was like from the 30s, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was old. I don't think anyone ever went to their friends and said, "Hey, Reefer Madness, Earl."
Sorry, I gotta say it in code. You want to get mad? Some from Reefer.
I don't know. Of all the stoners I know or have known, I don't know if I've ever heard any of them really refer to it as reefer.
No. Could you say, let's get jiggy with it?
That probably means something else.
What's it mean? I know it's a Will Smith song.
Doesn't that mean...
having sex?
Yeah.
With somebody in particular?
Did I just mess up?
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. You're fine.
I don't know.
Jiggy with it, like a 70s term for the... What was the other one? The vertical tango or something?
Let me Google it.
Horizontal shuffle. Yeah,
I think the vertical tango is just the tango. It's the horizontal tango. Don't ever leave.
Okay. I'm looking at the Urban Dictionary. Let's see what it says.
Okay, perfect.
I don't know how many I can say. Jigsaw pieces in the Banjo-Koozie games.
What?
There are 90 jiggies in both Banjo-Koozie and Banjo-Tooie.
It's an old video game.
Okay.
What?
What video game?
Banjo-Kooie.
Banjo-Kazooie.
Kazooie.
Oh, okay. That one's out of my realm.
So, jiggies out.
Jiggies out.
Let's go smoke a jiggy song.
Yeah, that doesn't work. That doesn't sound like fun.
Most people say, do you want to smoke a bowl? That seems to be the most common.
Sounds like something Jethro from the Beverly Hillbillies would have said. Could you say, smoke a jiggy fat one? Or is that a rapper? Jiggy fat?
Jigga what?
Isn't it? Like a phat? Or is that just a compliment? Man, that jiggy's fat.
I think it works.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at that. Got a lot of material. Talking about nothing. Alfie, what's line one?
He's calling about smoking weed.
Oh. Yes, Chris?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, the main term everybody uses it if they're basically like between the ages of like 16 like to 22. It's like they basically say like, hey, man, how do you want to toke? I mean, that's like the main one that's going around right now. Like smoking and like toking is basically like the same thing. But also if you have a smoker group that you always smoke with, every group has their own term. Like I used to hang out with these guys who would say like, hey, man, like, you want to get chai. Like instead of high, they would say chai. It just kind of like depends on the group that you're with, basically.
Oh, okay. All right, what does your group say?
The chai is what I guess like our group started back like in high school. I mean, that's, and then like after our group started saying that, that kind of like spread like wildfire basically. So now I've met people who I haven't even ever met before who have asked me that, and I'm like, how'd you hear about that? And they're like, oh, well, I've heard it from so-and-so, but I had not ever heard that term before until like I started that with my friends from high school. So.
Okay. Wow. All right.
That's pretty impressive. We have bona fide weed pioneer. Started the chai movement.
I wonder if there's two sides, like East Chai, West Chai. And I would think that...
and you got to be careful.
Hey, man, you want to... What do you say? Toke?
Yes.
I would think they would look at that as old school.
It is.
Toking sounds old school to me.
A lot of people
Well, it is old school. You know this song?
Hang on.
I pulled it up while he was talking. It starts with a hook.
Oh, yeah.
I think that came out in, let's see, 1971. Brewer and Shipley.
This sounds like a morning show.
What?
Brewer and Shipley. Mornings.
I remember... interview, I think it was in a magazine, whatever. Ron Chapman said it wasn't until like 10 years later he figured out that song was about smoking dope.
Really? What did he think it was? Did he think they were saying toe over the line?
I don't know. Maybe he thought it just... Like, you pushed your limit. Now you're one toke over the line, Jack. I like this song.
So let me guess. Chapman thought this was a gospel song?
Kind of sounds like one.
It says Jesus.
Maybe that's why he ignored the rest of it. It says, one took over line, sweet Jesus.
Oh, he's praying. Oh, I'm going to play that in the morning.
Yeah, this is about a 3.5-minute song. While it's playing, I'm going to go outside and blow a blunt. All right. Another fantastic segment. Want a break?
Yes.
Good. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
405. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Let's get started off in Dallas, north on I-35. Right at Highline, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic goes back there, back to Woodall Rogers. South on I-35 at Woodall Rogers, got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the left center lane. Traffic there is backed up back to Market Center. North on I-35, just after Regal Row in Dallas, got an accident there blocking, well, everything but the left lane. Traffic is completely stopped back to the 35-1. It needs to be split. About a half hour delay to that little stretch. And finally in Dallas, eastbound 635, just before Josie, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back to Lunar Road. If you see an accident out there, I'm sorry, no, forget that. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Let me forget it. Just keep it to yourself.
Different sponsor. I can't say the same two with the same ring.
All right.
Eagle weather brought to you by PetSmart. Some clouds in the sky tonight, 61 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, afternoon sun and a high of 81. It's 81 right now at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I don't get how Ron Chapman could have played that song for so many years and had no clue it was about weed.
To me, that's one of those songs that I'm surprised as many stations played it because it is so obviously about weed.
A lot of stations didn't play it when it came out in 71 because
It
was, they figured it out. And it wasn't until, I only know about this because I read about it.
Okay.
Lawrence Welk, on his show, they did a version of it, having no clue. Mm-hmm. And then I guess that opened up the doorway for other people to play it. Well, let's see if it's in the Clear Channel Library, or iHeart Library, whatever we call this Borg now.
How awesome would it have been if they changed the name to that?
The Borg?
Yeah.
iBorg?
Yeah. iBorg Media.
iHeart Borg. I don't know why they didn't. Why they changed the name of the company to we buy everything we can get our hands on. I want to play it off the, if I play it off YouTube, it doesn't show up on the playlist on the website.
Oh, yes.
But if we play it straight out of the library, because it's got meta tags.
Yep.
Is it in there?
Mm-hmm.
It also means someone from corporate will see it. And might have a few questions.
Can you load two songs at once?
No.
A dump. I wanted to play something like Anthrax. Was it take about 30 seconds to show up on the playlist on the website?
I think so.
Play Anthrax and then Brewer and Shipley, just so it would be a nice mix. Because Don Davis always has to explain that to corporate when they look at the playlist. Why did you go from Anthrax to Brewer and Shipley?
Mm-hmm. And
I don't know. I guess our afternoon host is smoking a chunky.
All that also shows up industry-wide, too. The industry gets reports saying, oh, KEGL in Dallas played this.
Oh, that's...
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Do they use that for, like, top 40 lists? You know, like when Not Rolling Stone. Billboard releases the top 40.
They do that also for trending songs. What's trending big now? Dallas.
All right, then. How long do I have to play it?
About 30 seconds is all it takes.
Mm-hmm. Brewer and Shipley on KVIL. Sweet Jesus, one tone over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one tone over the line. Waiting for the train. Is that about a half? Sweet
Mary, yeah. Woman at
the
train is on
time. Pull up the station's website, see if Brewer and Shipley showed up. I mean, it's got so many references about pot. Says something about Mary in there.
Now playing Brewer and Shipley. One took over the line.
We got any Buck Owens?
Yeah.
I'm gonna. I wonder if train is some other reference to weed.
Well, maybe that's just where they went to smoke.
Oh. Maybe they're, while they're blowing a blunt,
mm-hmm,
pulling a train. That would be fun.
That, sure.
Okay.
You gotta pull a hobo train.
That's where I get all my good weed, hobos.
I've got Tiger.
Dude, I can't play this for 30 seconds. Does it still show up if I keep it low?
I believe it does.
All right. Tell me as soon as it shows up on the website.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do I? What?
What song is this?
It's Buck Owens. Tiger by the Tail.
Wait.
Don't tell me you know this. I'm not. I can't play anymore.
What's it about?
It's about having a tiger by the tail.
Get jiggy with it.
Maybe that's a country. Let's see.
I've got a tiger by the tail. It's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
Yeah, it's probably about some type of weird anal sex.
That's what I thought. Okay.
You know, we could actually take that song and bleep out Tiger.
Yep. Completely changes the meaning of that song.
Yeah. Probably piss off a lot of tigers.
I know. I'd be upset.
Who was it? Enco? Exxon? Put a tiger in your tank?
Yeah. Yeah. Exxon.
Yeah. That wouldn't be a good one to bleep out.
No.
Just showed up on KGL.com.
What?
I've got a tiger by the tail by Buck Owens.
Someone's going to get a phone call today.
Chloe, we've got any anthrax? I got to have something to throw this off.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody could look at it and go, oh, well, the Eagle in Dallas was going country.
And not just country, but...
bad country.
Mm-hmm.
Anything? Give me anything hard, nasty.
Yeah.
Does the station ever play this?
I don't think so.
Is that long enough?
Nah, hang on. Yeah. I can't imagine why a rock station would play this.
That's got to be enough to show up.
Oh, no.
You got to Kinsey's favorite part.
Yeah.
The part where she drums and falls down.
You didn't get to the favorite part. The vocals where he goes.
That was really big in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Alfie, come up.
Haven't seen it yet.
Damn it.
I got it. Anthrax, Cotton and Mosh.
All right. That's enough to screw up the playlist.
Look at that. Screwing up rock across the country.
Not a bad show for not writing anything today.
Yeah.
You got any audio? Yeah. I played all I want to.
Okay. This one's very short, very sweet. You know how Family Feud is just seemingly constantly just trying to be dirty?
Mm-hmm.
I believe Jeopardy has now gotten in on the act. Cut 7.
Bedivere loves raisins.
Who does?
Bedivere.
Who's Bedivere?
I don't know.
Is that that fat butler guy?
That's Belvedere.
No. You were ready for that, weren't you?
Yep.
Bedivere loves raisins after cleaving foes in twain, so give him spotted this.
Oh, I know the answer.
Yeah.
What is spotted dick?
That's correct. But that's not what she says. She leaves the spotted out.
Oh.
But I'm proud of you. That's awesome.
Give him spotted this. Emma.
What is dick?
Spotted dick. That's it.
Well, technically, that's right.
It is right.
They don't give you, if they say spotted in the answer.
You don't need it in your question.
Spotted dick is some kind of pudding pie thing, isn't it?
It's an English delicacy, sure.
Mm-hmm. Kenzie, you ever had a spotted dick?
No.
No spots? Bumps?
Paisley.
What type of dessert did you have?
Pudding. no dessert.
Okay.
No,
you don't like spotted dick?
No.
They have cans of it.
We do?
No, not us currently, but you can get some.
Sounds
spotted
contagious.
Dick in a can?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to call a grocery store and ask them that.
Hey, you got spotted dick in a can?
Yeah.
You better learn.
How does the woman not giggle just a little bit
when she said dick?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, if nothing else, just when Alex calls her name, she could have just stopped and just kind of looked to the left, looked to the right, and be like, anyone? Okay, I'm gonna say it. Is this a test? Because I'm gonna say it.
Can I just do the movement, Alex? What is a
what was that?
Judges.
I'm gonna guess the camera wasn't on me. You missed it. You want it again?
Yes.
Alex. Yes. What is?
In 5 minutes, I'll see that on my Facebook wall.
Be mine. Like that'll be the video that goes viral. Anything else you want to play?
Yeah, cut 4. This is short. It's not super timely, but...
Oh, I know about this. This is... I know, it's a Bono from U2 saying, I've been wearing these glasses because I got... is it glaucoma?
Yes.
Well, you wouldn't have to do that if you'd blow a chunky.
Every once in a while?
Yeah.
Well, maybe he does.
Well, obviously he doesn't do it enough, or wouldn't have to wear... All right, I'll play the clip. Whose show is he on?
I believe it's on the Graham Norton show, the British talk show, and he finally revealed the real reason why he always wears sunglasses everywhere.
I have glaucoma for the last 20 years. You know, I have perfect 20/20 vision, so I would go to do these eye tests, and people said, I said, I don't really need one, because I've got perfect, I could read the bottom line, and they said, ooh, that's one of the signs of a... Well, you wouldn't have it. Have you ever had sort of strange visions and, you know, steam coming into the room and, you know, rings around lights? I went, oh, yeah. And they said, and it's not from anything exotic.
I hear you. Know,
see, once now you have this information.
Man, that Graham Norton show, that's just too edgy.
Poor old blind Bonner.
Did I step on his punchline?
Yeah, that's all right.
That's all right.
Now you have this information, you're never going to be able to get it out of your head. You're just going to say, there's poor old blind Bonner.
Yeah, I'm sorry I stepped on it because I don't know what he said.
I know you'll be thinking this poor old blind Bonner.
Oh.
I think it's more of an ironic joke because no one really feels sorry for him.
Isn't glaucoma treatable?
It is.
It's just pressure on your eyes, isn't it?
It is, but at a certain point, if left untreated and without getting good, consistent treatment, then it will lead to blindness. Obviously, though, he's got the resources to get the best treatment known to man.
Which is wearing glasses?
Well, I mean, you can also, there's medical therapies that you get. You basically, I think you get some, I don't know what it is, but I think you get some type of physical therapy or some type of therapy on your eyes to try to keep them as healthy as possible.
And it relieves the pressure on the eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Why not just smoke weed?
Well, I think it's supposed
to be. I'm sure he can get a script from somebody.
Oh, I'm sure.
I know Willie Nelson writes them.
Mm-hmm. I think
you got a script for this? See that bus over there? It says Willie Nelson.
Uh-huh.
That's my script right there. Look and see what else you got on here that's interesting. Irish girl runs away from the ice, but now we played that. Yep. Guy pulls over a cop, played that. I want to hear the Irish girl running into the pole.
Mm-hmm. That's why I kept it on there.
Because they're doing the, have you heard this, Kenzie?
Mm-mm.
They're doing the ice bucket challenge. Girl sitting on a bench. They're outside. She's in her little bathing suit. I don't know. What is she, like 12, 13?
Actually, I think she's a little bit older. I would say like 16, 17. But whatever.
So her mom behind her dumps the ice. She knows it's coming. They're videotaping it. And then the girl wigs out, gets up, runs down this little pathway, and there's this big metal pole right in the middle of the pathway, and she hits it head on.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
no. She's not all right. He hit her bloody head.
Sorry, it's fine.
Man.
Yeah, she tagged it good. Imagine getting a clothesline from an actual clothesline.
That sounded like a high five.
It's not like her face hit the metal pole. And she's lucky,
I don't think it knocked her out, though. She hit the ground.
Yeah, no, she wasn't knocked out. But this is where it doesn't sound fortunate, but she was, and that it you can hear it. It's not a fully solid piece of metal. It's not like a pipe.
It gave a little.
Yes. Yeah. It sounds like it's aluminum.
It's kind of like a big metal pole sticking out of the ground, and then just off to the right of it looks like where you would hang your home address.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of...
It gave a little, but yeah. Not a lot.
Not enough.
Oh. Yeah, all right, now. Well, you have a nice bump in your head, though.
A little bump in your head?
So,
did you get it's not funny. Quick, where's the ice?
Yeah, get ice on it, quick.
This girl is dead.
I just love Mama. Oh, it's not funny.
Yeah. Somebody goes, did you get it? Yeah, but her head came off.
That really is parenting in the 21st century. Get constant video of your children when they do something stupid, ask, did you get it, and then immediately post it on YouTube for the world to see. And then make sure your child is forever scarred.
Yeah, because that's never going away.
Mm-mm.
Children, would you like to see a picture of Mom knocking herself up? Sure. In the video, did they stay on her long enough to know that she was alive?
Yes, yeah, no, she lived and everything, but I think...
Take this one back to the hospital. This is dead. It's just asleep. Ceased to exist. It's all the Monty Python I know.
That's all right.
That and wave my naughty bits at you.
I don't think she did that in this video.
Get down. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:35, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before Spur 280. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Rosedale Street. This one also causing a backup onto I-30. Also in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at 121. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Long Avenue. In Grand Prairie, eastbound I-20, just after Carrier Parkway, got an accident there. It's blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from 360. Moving into Dallas now, southbound I-35, right at Woodall Rogers, got a stalled vehicle there. It's been cleared out right now. Traffic is still unwinding back from Market Center. And finally, in Dallas, northbound I-35, just after Regal Row, got an accident there, blocking everything but the left lane. That has traffic completely stopped now back from Inwood Road. It's about a half-hour delay through it. I'm Alfie Coyne, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Don Davis Auto Group. Tonight, some clouds, 61 for an overnight low. Then tomorrow, some clouds remain in the morning, but we hit some afternoon sun as we hit a high of 81. Right now, 79. And 97 won the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show rocks the Metroplex.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97 won the Eagle.
You got more audio? You want to start news?
No, we can start news.
All right. What a bunch of hacks. What was it? Georgia satellites?
Yes.
Certainly hit, right?
Yes.
Look at that. I'm back selling bumpers.
Wow.
All it is I mean, if I can figure it out, then it's easy. It's just that just Chuck riff. Berry boogie riff.
Mm.
Dun, 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 dun. Good. They didn't deserve another hit. Let's see. 4:38. 22 minutes before 5.
Stop it, Dorsey.
So that's hard to do.
It's math on the fly, man.
4:39 now. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Wednesday, October 22nd, 2014. Birthdays today from Modern Family, Mitchell, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, the redheaded one. He turns 39. Jeff Goldblum turns 62. Actress Saffron Burroughs is 42. Jonathan Lipnicki is an actor. He's 24. You remember him best as a little kid in Jerry Maguire. Figure skater Brian Boitano is 51. Comedian and writer Bob Odenkirk is 52. He played Saul on Breaking Bad, and his spinoff, Better Off Saul, is coming up this next year. Porn star Sally Lade is 53. She starred in 168 films, including Witness for the Penetration, Take This Wad and Shove It, as well as Rectal Rodeo. And Christopher Lloyd, who's been on this fine show, is 76 today. Well, good news. The dog of the Dallas nurse diagnosed with Ebola has tested negative for the deadly virus. When Nina Pham was diagnosed with Ebola earlier this month, her King Charles Spaniel named Bentley was placed in quarantine with Dallas Animal Services.
Now, did they treat the dog at all, or was he just in, or she, he, she, what?
He, Bentley.
Was he just in quarantine?
I think he was just in quarantine, because I don't think they have anything in place as far as any type of Ebola treatment for animals.
Okay.
But he was taken from Pham's apartment on October 11th and is being quarantined at the Hensley Field Services Center on West Jefferson in Dallas. And the city of Dallas said the test results show that Bentley has tested negative for the virus. Specimen collection will be conducted again before the end of the 21-day quarantine period. He will be monitored for a full 21 days, similar to the people exposed to the Ebola virus. The CDC says...
I'm going to guess... Well, no, they probably don't know. I was going to say, I'm going to guess the CDC probably knows whether Ebola could be transferred to animals or animals back to humans. But since they don't really seem to know how to handle the thing in general, my guess is they're guessing.
Yeah.
Some animals can carry it, and that's been a reason it's been prevalent in West Africa, is because bats and other bush animals will get it, and then people will eat them.
Oh. They don't cook their bats ahead of time?
They do, but I don't think they cook them well enough, maybe.
Mm. So they like their like bat tartare?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd eat that.
Mm-mm. Bat carpaccio.
I'd rather eat spotted dick. I don't care what's wrong with it.
The CDC says there have been no reports of dogs or cats falling ill with Ebola, nor is there any evidence that pets can spread the virus to other people or pets. Dallas officials...
So why was the dog in quarantine?
Because they just didn't know.
All right.
it's one of those, you know what, let's put it in quarantine, let's make sure we take care of the dog, and we'll test it. I think they used it as kind of an opportunity to monitor Bentley and test it and try to learn more about Ebola and possible effects on domestic animals. And it was really nice of the city of Dallas to take care of her dog and do so in an extraordinary manner.
Now, was it actually the city, or did somebody cough up some cash? Because, you know, there's going to be an a-hole someplace. Why are my tax dollars going to save some dog?
Shut up.
Okay, that's what I would have said.
Sorry. Those are moments, because I heard, like, I semi-heard a little bit of the city council meeting this morning at the dentist office. And
why did they have the city council meeting at the dentist office?
They didn't have it there. I heard it. They play WRR at my dentist office.
That's mean.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Did you get doped up?
I got my mouth numbed up pretty good, but no gas.
Why do you not get gas? How many times I got to tell you about
that? I didn't need the gas. They gave the injections in the mouth, and then they went to the cleaning.
Dude, you get gas? They can pull car parts and put them in your mouth. You wouldn't care.
They probably could, mm-hmm. but...
They could do fracking.
I think they were doing fracking on me already, but I assume I'm going to have to pay for it. So if I'm good with just the numbing, then I'm good with the numbing.
Well, does insurance cover the injections?
I think it covers like 80%.
I don't think gas is that much, and I'm telling you. You've never had it?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
It's worth it.
I've gone the
it's
full...
It's worth it just to go and not get anything done.
But do you remember the whole experience? Yeah. You're just high? Yeah. Okay.
It's like I said before, if you feel like you're starting to get a little dizzy, not nauseous, but sort of dizzy, just pull it off your nose for 10, 15 seconds mm-hmm. and get back on that horse.
Maybe I'll try that next time, just for the hell of it.
I tell you what, when are you going again?
Monday.
I'll give you $100. I'll pay for it. I want you to try it. $100, that's going to cover it, because I don't think it's that much.
It better. I'll tell Wendy.
We'll just find out. Tell who?
I'll tell Wendy, the office manager. Russ said $100. You give me the... He
well,
wants
just
me
give,
on
me
the
a, horse. Give me $100 worth.
Yeah.
But if you're going to go to the dentist, you need to ride the white horse.
Here's my hesitation, my honest hesitation with it. I don't like the sensation of being out of control.
You're not out of control.
I'm
you're
just saying,
really cool with everything.
Okay, well, in that case, I'm open to it. That's why I never could do, like, I never did any acid or shrooms or anything like that when I was younger.
Where do you get shrooms?
If you really want some.
I don't want any.
Okay, I'm just saying, it can happen.
I'd go on some kind of wild.
Oh. Right now, I don't know anyone personally. In high school, I had a guy for you.
How do you have a guy who sells shrooms?
He was just a dealer.
Why do you have dealers?
I didn't have one. He just happened to be my friend, and he happened to be Plano's senior high's main hookup for shrooms in 97, 98,
96. All right. Get gas.
Okay. All right.
And just tell him, so it doesn't go over, say, just give me $100 worth of ethyl.
It's kind of like going inside to pay it instead of paying at the pump. Yeah. Go to the cashier.
And then they'll stop when you're cool.
Let me know when I've rung it up.
Go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, Bentley is going to recover. Hopefully it should be just fine.
Oh, were you done with your gas store?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Just trying to add with some music. Add some production value to the show.
Okay. A state panel has suspended the license of a North Texas veterinarian who investigators say told clients that he had euthanized their pets, but instead kept them alive in cages for months.
It took this long to yank his license?
They didn't yank it. They just suspended it for 5 years. I think I saw yesterday on one of the news channels that I think this was a settlement. So it's an agreement that they came to. Now, I don't...
Well, now, okay, that's just going to get him... For the most part, off the hook with the state.
Right.
It's the civil action that you're going to have to worry about. But then again.
And that's not it, I don't think.
Well, what's the loss? Well, if somebody said they put my dog down and you kept him alive for blood transfusions, I'm going to sue you.
Mm-hmm.
After I burn down everything you own.
Yep, sounds about right.
I can see civil suits, but I don't know what your damage, you have to prove damages. Like, well, you put the dog down. You told them to, and they didn't. So seems like you'd be happy your dog is still alive.
Yeah, but they wouldn't have known about it had there not been a whistleblower in the office.
Yeah, and I think the other part of the story was one of the dogs was having problems walking.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, yeah, it's like hip dysplasia, something like that. Yeah, you're going to need to put him down. I think they found out later the vet had been keeping the dog in a small cage, mm-hmm. so it was atrophy.
Right.
And not dysplasia.
Yes.
Is that close?
Yeah.
Okay. So states suspended his license for 5 years.
Right.
How old is the guy?
You know, this 71.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
Yeah, his name's Millard Lucien Tears. They suspended his license for 5 years, and his license earlier was suspended, and the board's action extends the punishment. A state order says the 71-year-old violated standards of care at his Fort Worth clinic and failed to conduct a practice with honesty and integrity. The thing that this story doesn't mention, I'm still curious about, is, in addition to the civil stuff, isn't he still facing criminal charges? Because whatever the state does with his license, that's just his license to practice. He's still got to deal with criminal charges.
And what, with the animal cruelty?
I would think so.
Unless he said it. I don't know. I don't have an answer for it. He could say that the dogs, I took care of them. I just used them for blood. That's just so Frankensteinish. It's just something out of Saw.
There's actually,
I don't know what you'd do to him, but as a pet owner, I would be unhappy and probably have untoward thoughts.
That's a really pleasant way of putting it. Because what I'm thinking is nowhere near what you said.
I don't want to encourage anybody
no,
to do anything.
And I understand that. There actually is, you may have heard of it, there's an actual rescue group for, I think it's beagles. Because beagles are sort of like the universal blood type or specimen to be used in testing for animals.
You think it'd be the other way around. You think beagles would have their own rescue group rescuing humans.
Based on the
actions. Because I know how cocky, and Kenzie knows how cocky my beagle is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, based on what I know of your beagle, clearly.
Look at all these humans I've collected.
An advanced beagle.
We feed them rancid food every day, so they'll puke it and we can eat it.
It's the beagles of Nim.
Think of it as a kind of a beagle Soylent Green.
Okay.
You know the movie?
Yes.
Thank you.
It's people.
Was it Soylent or salt?
Soylent.
Soylent.
Yeah.
Soylent Green is people. Oh, it's too late. It's the end of the movie, jackass.
It's screaming all day.
Yeah. Nobody's going to pay attention to you.
I love how Heston always had to have the last line of the movies. Damn dirty ape. So anyway, sorry for the sidetrack. So yeah, his license has been in for 5 years. And again, I'm curious to see what happens as far as any criminal stuff.
Well, what's his name? And I'll Google it while you're talking.
It is Millard.
I got it.
Tears. Like Pierce, but with a T.
Got it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. GOP Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma has his 2014 edition of The Waste Book. This is what he does every year, where he points out the disgusting pork barrel spending that happens in Washington, even though he couldn't do much about it, but it's still there. He says this practice of pork barrel spending is next to impossible to stop, and he says he's learned that Washington will never change itself. So some of the worst offenses listed in the book this year, the National Institutes of Health spent $387 to give Swedish massages to rabbits with a mechanical machine.
All right, hang on. This Millard
Tears.
Where did you pull your story from?
Fox 4.
Okay, this is from FAA. State order says the 71-year-old Tears violated standards of care. You read that.
Mm-hmm.
A search of his clinic came after a client alleged Tears told her that her dog needed to be euthanized, but she was called by a former employee months later. We know that. Told her the animal had been kept alive for blood transfusions. He is currently facing lawsuits from pet owners over the alleged actions, including experimenting on ill pets, as well as animal cruelty charges from the Fort Worth Police Department.
Excellent. I knew there was, because I remember when the day that his practice was raided. It's not like it was just some board licensee person. It was Fort Worth PD knocking down the door.
I'm trying to see if there's anything. No, that's the original story.
Okay.
I clicked on police report and just went back to the original story where they raided the place back in, I guess it was May.
Gotcha.
Good.
So anyway, back to the waste book. National Institutes of Health spent $387,000 to give Swedish massages to rabbits with a mechanical machine.
What kind of rabbits?
I don't know what kind of rabbits.
Grown rabbits? Bunny rabbits?
Aren't all rabbits bunny rabbits?
Well, they start out as bunnies and they grow into rabbits.
Oh, okay. Well, then just rabbits.
Okay. I'm just curious if they, the animals had, as a bunny, it had some type of problem and they figured out, hey, by rubbing them, they get better.
That's the thing with this here. It doesn't tell you the exact reason for these types of experiments or studies. The NIH also, they have a $30 billion annual budget, and the director of the NIH claimed an Ebola vaccine would probably be ready now, but for a lack of funding. NASA.
I heard this story on KRLD.
Mm-hmm.
The big payoff to this is how much, isn't that at the end of the story? How much, you don't have to say it now, how much was wasted on all these grants, studies?
On all of them?
Well, I'll tell you if you don't have it. Just go ahead and read the story.
Okay. I was looking at the specifics. NASA pays Russia $70 million per passenger to send American astronauts to the International Space Station.
That's fair.
Then the agency spends $3 billion on ISS this year.
I wonder if... Is the meter still running while the astronauts are in outer space?
It's 70 total there and back.
Okay, so regardless how long they stay.
Yeah, it's like a flat rate.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, it makes sense. Keep it running.
I'll be right out. I just got to dump this bitch.
$3 billion this year on the space station, and we'll conduct studies, many proposed by elementary students, including one on the design and creation of better golf clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a $10,000 program that pays people to watch grass grow.
What are they waiting on?
It's salt marsh cordgrass, which can grow to be 7 feet tall, and was being observed in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, as part of a Fish and Wildlife Service program.
Why do they need to watch it? Couldn't they just put like a time-lapse camera on it? Or did somebody actually have to sit there and go? I know it's a blank stare, but it
doesn't matter.
Missed on the air. So it's an observation of grass growing.
Yes.
Okay. So they didn't just somebody didn't get cast to sit there and go.
No. It's not like a full time job.
Well, if they're spending all this money, I want a grant for trying to watch paint stay wet.
Send a letter to the National Institutes of Health. It sounds like they're just sending money out left and right.
Is there a way for paint to stay wet?
Or perhaps the National Science Foundation. They spent $171,000 to teach monkeys how to play video games.
What kind of games?
I don't know which kind.
Well, that's important if it's, you know, if it's one of those
first-person shooters.
Yeah,
yeah. It's the difference between teaching a monkey to play Tetris versus Call of Duty.
Yeah, I don't want monkeys playing Call of Duty. That's too Charlton Heston-ish.
Yeah. All of a sudden, we got a planet and
you damn dirty ape.
Yeah, you got it. Stuck in a net. Also, teaching the monkeys how to gamble in order to unlock
gamble on what?
Various things. Roulette. Baccarat. And that's in order to unlock the secrets of free will.
Why monkeys? There are plenty of people with gambling addictions. Why can't you test stuff out on them?
I think they specifically wanted a lesser species, but still close to us, that would be able to grasp the fundamentals of gambling.
Is it gambling? If it's out of control, it's considered an illness.
Yes. So I think that's
an addiction.
That's I think what they were trying to do, to figure out addiction versus free will.
I'd be pissed off if I have some monkeys in that.
Oh sure, get me addicted to gambling. Couldn't get me addicted to coke or blowing a bumpy.
What?
Blunt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking a doobie, brother.
Yes. The Science Foundation is also planning on spending $1.5 million to monitor Americans' attendance at science festivals.
And I'm going to guess in this story, none of these studies say why they wanted to know these things, like monkeys. We want to teach them to gamble.
Well, that was like we said, that was to test the free will. The Army spent nearly $500,000 to develop a video game called America's Army, a version of which terrorists have used to train for missions. That's according to NSA emails.
What is this, software?
Yeah. That's according to NSA emails that were sent in 2007 and were then leaked by Edward Snowden. And the Department of Defense is spending $80 million on real-life Iron Man suit.
That's not a bad idea.
I guess I'm kind of with you there. I don't think
actually, they're not really close, but they have these exoskeletons that you can put on a person that's not powered. It just helps carry a load.
Yeah.
Like, goes on their leg. It almost looks like a braces that a kid would have if he had it was polio.
Yeah.
But somehow it allows soldiers to carry more weight because the rods support things. Sorry if that's too technical. I'm still stuck on the teaching monkeys to gamble.
Come on, Black. I just want to see monkeys at the horse track. All right, time for a parlay.
I only go to the horse races to watch them crash and explode.
That's actually pretty good. So what was the final number?
It's not really in your story?
I don't think it is.
Of all these wasted grants, expenditure studies, it was over $22 billion.
Yeah, that wasn't in this.
When we have people that don't have food, places to live.
Yes.
Wasting money on Congress. Oh, we got to have a raise. So you can spend more money?
Yes.
In fact, the beginning of that story was, of all the complaints about Congress and the government, the one thing that they're good at and they continue to be good at is wasting money. Now you're teaching monkeys to gamble. Now what if they get too good? Then you get banned from the Riviera. Or the MGM. Hey, don't let him in. That monkey's a card counter. I don't even have to ask. I know we're late. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Broadcasting with an effective radiating power of 100,000 watts. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy. It's an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by Purolator Filters. Traffic sucks bad right now. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before Spur 280. Got an accident there blocking everything but the left lane. This one is an accident involving an 18-wheeler. This is a fatality accident. It's going to be there for a long time. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from Morningside Drive. Also, in that backup, right at Rosedale Street, there's another accident involving an 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. This same accident has eastbound 30 backed up back in the Fort with Mixmaster as well. Your backup there is back to Summit Avenue. Also in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at 121. Got an accident there. It's blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Long Avenue. In Grand Prairie, eastbound I-20, right after Carrier Parkway, got an accident blocking the right shoulder there. Traffic is backed up back from Collins Street. And finally, in Richardson, northbound 75, right at Campbell Road, got an accident blocking the left lane. Your backup is back from Spring Valley. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a shot to win second row tickets to Hell in a Cell, WWE, this Sunday at the American Airlines
Center. Slow down. Win what?
WWE Hell in a Cell. Second row tickets, Cindy Skull tomorrow morning, 8:25 in the morning.
All right.
Cool. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle Weather brought to you by Service King Collision Repair Centers. Tonight, clouds will be about 61 will be the overnight low. Then tomorrow, more clouds in the morning. But those will clear out for some afternoon sun and a high of 81. Right now, it's 79 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, Daniel.
All right, Russell.
Really? You gonna call me Russ? You want this to go from Russell to Danny?
Why are you calling me Daniel?
Respect? I can call you Mr. O'Malley, formerly of the Russ Martin Show.
All right. I'm getting this story out of the way.
Hang on a second. I just looked at... Well, wait a minute. Most of the local TV stations been looking at the monitors. Because you even... You called this earlier. Nina Pham? Chick with the dog?
Uh-huh.
Bullet? Is that her name?
Yes.
Now that the dog's been cleared, she can go home. You said everybody's going to be at this chick's house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not just that. I think she's got a few more days in quarantine, but she's tested negative for the Ebola, but she'll be in for the full 21. But at some point, when Nina's released from the hospital and flies home, there's going to be a reunion with her dog. And there will not be a dry eye in the house.
There won't be.
And there also will not be anywhere to see anything because it'll be full of cameras.
Which really isn't a horrible story.
No.
I think the worst out of all of this was following that nurse that was in the MICU going to Bethesda. Is that right?
Well, they did it to both of them.
Oh, dandy.
Yeah.
Where you've got an aerial shot the entire time. It's like, chick in there may have Ebola. It's got to be treated. And that's, you can't even leave her alone. You got to care for a good, at least 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Aerial shot, uninterrupted, on almost all the TV stations.
Yeah.
I just, I like the idea of the decoy ambulance.
Yeah.
Send it out. Make them think that she's in there. Pull her out at, I guess, Love Field.
Yeah.
And then just pull out a sex doll and start banging it. And you know, in television, they're not really quick to react.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, cut away from that. Are they? Yeah, cut away from the shot. I just, the lack of privacy, especially when you've got something that doesn't really make you a leper, but treated like one.
Yeah, because you have to be separated, and you know, out of concern for everyone else. It's the whole greater good thing.
And I think I don't know who released the names of the two nurses, but unless it was the nurse or her family, I don't think anybody should really have known anything.
I think with Nina Pham, I think her family
released it.
I believe so.
And that's all right. But it's none of my business who's got what as long as somebody's taking care of them and taking precautions.
But see, that's the problem is when you get into something like this where it's a public health issue, then the public's idea of right to know jumps in really quickly.
Their presumed right to know.
Right, exactly.
It's just, luckily, they both work at a hospital, so when they're both free and clear of Ebola.
Mm-hmm.
Their coworkers aren't going to treat them in a squirrely fashion.
I would hope not.
Well, they're going to be more understanding in a hospital. Right. She's been cleared. She's fine. It's okay to hug her.
Right. The problem that Texas Presbyterian, though, is going to have is the remaining stigma that they are the Ebola hospital. And they'll have to find a way to, you know, to fix some of that damage.
They'll get past that. And I seriously doubt that anybody, if they're in an accident, hey, don't take me to Presbyterian.
I guarantee you some idiot will say that.
You want to pay for the extra ride? Fine. We'll drive you down to Baylor, up to Plano, wherever you want to go.
Yeah.
But you're going to pay for it. There's nothing wrong with Presbyterian Dallas.
No. It's actually one of the ERs I've been to. It's my favorite.
Why did you go there?
That was when I had the dog bite in my ear years back.
Why did a dog bite you in the ear?
Because I had to break up a dog fight.
Oh. Yeah, I'd never get in the middle of one of those.
There was no way I was going to let it keep going.
Oh. So it wasn't a trick by the dog? Hey, come here.
Thank God it wasn't.
I'm a Dan Whisperer.
Yes? What is it, puppy?
Obviously, it was bad enough for you to go to the hospital.
Yeah, it was bad because it was, since it was on the ear, I took the dog to the vet, then got that situated. I walked in, and I had blood coming out of my ear down the side of my face, so it kind of looked like Braveheart.
Mm-hmm. I think ears bleed more. They make it's worse than it looks.
It's head wound stuff. Yeah. Anytime with any kind of head wound,
it's like when I fell and bashed my head on the door jamb.
Mm-hmm.
There was puddle of blood on the floor. I got up and went, ah, hopefully I'm dead.
Yeah, like if you were just to do just a small cut, like right underneath your eye, because I had one like that, it'll just bleed and bleed. It looks gnarly, make you look like a badass, but it's a tiny little cut.
Okay.
But yeah. No, that was,
so you like the ER at Presbyterian?
Yeah, I liked it. And one of the reasons I liked it was because it wasn't overrun with other serious things. Like, it's not like I set myself on fire and was going to Parkland.
Parkland's good, though, for that.
Yeah, that's why I would go to Parkland.
That's the only reason Kennedy died.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't on fire.
But yeah, for, you know, smaller emergency, I didn't want to go to one of the busier ERs.
Got it.
If you didn't, this is the story I'm getting out of the way.
Okay, good. Chloe, you got any trouble?
Yes.
Go ahead.
If you do not have arachnophobia, some of you might after you hear about the puppy-sized spider that you people will not stop sending me on Facebook.
I know. I've gotten that
all
from
week.
Listeners and people I know. Wasn't Captain Howard, but somebody, an officer someplace that I know sent it to me. Hey, I don't know if you got this the first time. I'm not looking at it. Oh, you got to show this to Chloe. I'm not looking at it. I'm not clicking on this link. I ain't opening the picture. I don't want to see it. My fear isn't as bad as Chloe's, but I don't dig them, and I don't want to see them.
Especially when...
You want to do it, send it to Dan. He's got a stomach for it.
I do.
Or Kenzie.
Yeah. And yeah.
You don't mind looking at spiders?
In a picture? No. In real life? It's pretty bad.
I don't think you'd want this one in front of you.
Is it really puppy sized?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we've talked about this before. I don't know if Chloe remembers it. It's the South American Goliath bird-eating spider.
Really?
There's a reason why it has that name, Goliath. It is massive. The humongous eight-legged spider has a body the size of a fist.
That's the Goliath?
Goliath. And that's just the body. That's not the whole thing. That's just the head and the butt.
Oh, my butt.
Okay. Got it?
Yeah.
Are you giving us this just as a perspective?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Then there's the leg span, which is the size of a small child, or in most headlines this week, a puppy.
This is the puppy one now we're talking about.
This is the same spider. The leg span. So you have the body itself is the size of a fist.
We're still talking about the
Goliath bird.
Goliath?
Yeah.
Why is it back in the news?
Because a scientist came across it, and he has only come across it like three times in his life. A Harvard entomologist, Piotr Nasrecki, recently encountered one while taking a nighttime stroll through a rainforest in Guyana. Because that's what you do.
Chloe's.
Yeah. No, I ain't strolling.
In a rainforest at night. Uh-uh. Which is, by the way, when these come out to play.
Oh,
they're all nocturnal?
For the most part, yeah. He says, because that's when most of their food is out. And
what do they eat?
A number of things. It hunts worms, rats, and other small mammals and people.
It eats, it's carnivorous?
Yes.
Are you lying?
No, it actually does hunt worms, rats, and other small animals.
So it's carnivorous?
Yes, that's what I said.
Oh,
I didn't know. I thought most insects weren't. Sort of like maggots.
Well, I mean, it's
maggots will, you know, it's maggots are maggots.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's a spider. If it eats another insect, then it's a carnivore.
Okay. I don't really think of that as meat, but you're right.
Yeah, I mean, technically, yeah. When you start thinking about it going after small furry things, that's
okay.
The spider can weigh up to 6 ounces, and when the doctor turned on the light during his evening stroll, he said he couldn't quite understand what he was seeing. So, Chloe, imagine, okay, so the spider is the fist, right?
Yeah.
Now imagine the leg span 12 inches across.
How could he not tell what the hell that was?
Is that big? I forget. We've lied about it so much.
I'm giving two dimensions.
Hang on. We've covered too many things and I got confused. First of all, the camel spiders that we've heard of in Afghanistan,
mm-hmm.
I forget. Are those really big or did we lie about that?
We mostly lied about that.
Okay. But this one... Why the legs longer?
Well, all spiders are that way. Their legs are longer.
I understand that, but it sounds like these are longer than, like, say, a tarantula. Because a tarantula's body, not really the size of your fist, about half the size of your fist.
Mm-hmm.
and the legs seem proportionate.
Right.
Or proportional. This sounds like the legs, like they got weaves or extensions. And some Lee Press-On legs.
Alfie says line two.
Yes, Andrew.
They've got one of those Goliath spiders at the Dallas World Aquarium, and it is freakishly big. I mean, it's the size of a, I mean, I don't even know what kind of puppy. It's pretty big. Like, it's in a one-foot cubicle box, if you can imagine that. It barely fits in it. It barely has room to move.
And did they explain why they have wanted to, why would I want to go see that? They don't explain, like, oh, here's this and its natural habitat of a 1x1 foot cube. All right, he's gone. Good.
Okay. I'm sure they've got a reason for it.
All right. So we're still talking about the Goliath spiders.
Yes.
They just found a bigger one with longer legs.
Yeah.
All right.
But that's, they can grow up to that size.
What kind of puppy?
Well, they don't say what kind of puppy.
Well, you say puppy size. You got to give me something.
Okay. German Shepherd puppy.
Okay. Is there a picture of it?
No.
Oh.
He shows it to Chloe.
Yeah. Damn them things.
Now, the size is not the spider's only chill-inducing quality. It also makes loud clicking sounds with its front claws.
Oh, man.
It's got to get better. When threatened
what,
and...
is it like a jazz spider?
Yeah. It's doing some tap.
Hang on. Got to come down to water spouts. Hey, look, there's Chloe.
Levitating.
It also defends itself by rubbing its back legs together and shoots clouds of microscopic barbs through the air that are highly irritating to the eyes and skin.
We knew about that.
Yep.
I think tarantulas do that as well.
Yes, that is a shared trait. And then also, however, if you get close enough, it can take a bite out of you with its 2-inch-long fangs.
Jesus.
And I don't mean two of the 1-inch fangs. I mean each fang is 2 inches.
Dear God.
That's like a chicken beak.
Mm. Yeah.
So what do they want us to know about this?
That they exist.
And they want me to do what? Call John Goodman?
If it were me, yes. I would call Dilbert. Its bite does contain enough venom to make you sick for days. But more than likely, you won't die. Unless you're asleep and it crawls in your face, bites you in the neck.
Or possibly, it's too big to crawl in your mouth. It could probably take that... the bulbous part of the body.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
And teabag you.
Oh, easily. And he just waits for you to wake up.
I need a place. I need a nest for my spider legs.
Oh,
geez.
Oh, God.
His mouth's open. I'll just drop it in there. It looks nice and moist. So I missed it. Why is this making the rounds?
Because the scientists had come across it. Taking photos.
We've heard about it before.
You have, but their sightings are not that common.
You know, probably the best way to take care of those, and I'm not being facetious, is, where was this?
That was Guyana.
You get 3 honey badgers. Turn them loose.
Okay.
All of a sudden, I'm surprised they haven't made a Marvel hasn't come out with Honey Badger Man. Because really, most of the superheroes that they have now that they're pushing everywhere,
mm-hmm.
I think a honey badger could take Iron Man.
He certainly wouldn't care.
Kenzie, you know what a honey badger is?
I've heard of it, but is it real?
Did you ever see the viral video where the guy's doing the voice thing?
It was a gay voice. Honey badger don't care.
Yes, or I've heard people say it. I never saw the video.
The honey badgers are real animal, and the guy just did this sort of playful, dumb commentary, but...
They took a bunch of just random stock footage of honey badgers. They're about the size, to me, kind of looks like a streamlined skunk. I don't think it really has. It's got a small, like a bobtail, and not really dog ears. Mm. It's almost like they're just kind of flush without the little flappy part. Mm. They're cute.
How do you know they're mean?
There's a documentary. Do you have Netflix?
Yes.
Okay. Alfie, what'd you say it was called?
Honey Badger's Masters of Mayhem.
Oh.
Find it. It's about an hour long, and you see these honey badgers that are about, I don't know, foot and a half long, maybe.
Sure.
Chasing full-grown lions around the wilderness.
The Serengeti.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
I might have to get a honey badger tattooed now.
It's like, it's got to be from Krypton. And you get two of them together? And not only are they, I don't know.
Yeah, you get two of them together, it's the Avengers.
Hey, that honey badger right there, don't piss him off. My money would be in a cage match. My money would be on a honey badger as opposed to the Hulk. And they've footage of honey badgers attacking rattlesnakes. The honey badger will get bit. They just sleep it off. I don't know how long it takes them to sleep it off. Venom doesn't kill them.
So a human will die from that, but a honey badger won't?
Exactly. Honey badger don't care.
Mm-mm.
You need to watch the documentary. First of all, you look at it and go, oh, I want one of those.
Yeah.
Until you see it eating a rhinoceros. And it did. There's footage of it chasing a rhinoceros around. They just don't want to mess with them.
And then it sawed off the horn and sold it on the black market. You know why? Honey badger don't care.
Oh, God.
I'm going to go get that elephant and take his tusks. Oh, I'm going to build me a piano. I don't even know that they said they're actually weasels. Why they call them badgers, I don't know. But they really like honey, so that's where that came from. They'll crawl into beehives, get their asses stung. They don't care. They're still going after the honey.
Because I know what a badger is. This isn't just a normal badger, right? Because there's badgers and then there's honey badgers, right? Right.
The honey badger is actually a derivative of the weasel.
The weasel. Okay. I did not know that.
But I forget. I know we talked about this yesterday. A hyena can actually take one because they have stronger jaws. But even the hyenas don't mess with the honey badgers.
Mm-mm.
Because the honey badgers also have anal glands where they can float an air biscuit on you. Just like a skunk.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
But they float actual...
They don't float.
They spread...
from the Matrix.
Stuff
I don't know how far it is. But the guy that was shooting the documentary, he was a good distance away. They're nocturnal. So they show him off in the distance watching all this. They set up a bunch of barrels with food in it, like oil drums.
Yeah.
Just to watch the honey badgers climb in and out. And this guy, I don't know how far away he was, but as soon as one of the badgers floated an air biscuit, he goes, oh, I say, thank you. Damn. My guess is they had to stop filming for a while.
And these
it's just really, as far as evolution goes, I'd like to see what the first one was and how bad it was and why it evolved into what it is.
It probably started out as an amoeba, but with a machete.
I'm the Danny Trejo of honey badgers. Except I have better skin. Okay. Is that the whole story?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:38, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by SiriusXM. Still a whole lot of crap going on. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Northbound 35W just before Spur 280. Still got that accident there blocking the right lane now. Traffic is completely stopped back from Berry Street. Also in that backup right at Rosedale. Got another accident involving an 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. This accident also has eastbound I-30, backed up back to Summit Avenue from the Mixmaster. Let's stick around in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at 121. Got an accident there. It's in the clearing stages. Traffic's still backed up back from Long Avenue. In Grand Prairie, eastbound I-20, just after Carrier Parkway. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Bowen Road. In Richardson, northbound 75, right at Campbell, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from the High 5. And finally, in Mesquite, southbound 635, just before Highway 80, got an accident there. Your backup is back from Jupiter Road. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Hold on, this thing locked up on me. Wait. There it is.
Eagle weather brought to you by Sam's Club. Tonight, clouds in the sky, 61 for the low. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning and some afternoon sun with a high of 81. Right now, 78. The 97 won the Eagle.
Hey! The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97 won the Eagle.
All right, what was the picture you handed to Chloe to hand to Kenzie?
It was photos of the Goliath bird-eating spiders.
Where is it?
It was on her iPad.
I thought you handed her a picture.
No, it was on her iPad mini.
Oh.
I guess she was having trouble finding photos of them or something.
I don't want to see it. I don't see it.
She doesn't either.
It's like it's still stuck on her iPad.
Yes, I can't.
Okay. 541, Dan O'Malley's here with more news.
Thank you, Russ. You know, we actually didn't finish this story yesterday. It was about Larry King and his middle of the night tweets.
Oh, I didn't know these were in the middle of the night.
Yeah, it was like 2 days ago at 2 a.m. or a day ago at 2 a.m. One of the two.
Yeah, I like to do it when I'm all hopped up on Manischewitz.
Yeah, he had.
And I think I was. Right, yesterday when I brought it up, I think wasn't a column. It was just random thoughts from Larry King in USA Today. Hmm. It would be like, not the front page, but next page above the fold.
Okay.
And that was his big thing, and I'm assuming they paid him money for it.
Which in essence is that's sort of like what Twitter is. It's a lot, for some people, they just use it as a quick random thought.
Maybe that's why I lost the gig.
Would make sense. So anyway,
you know, we throw out a lot of phrases that maybe we start having Kent just so I've got something on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the beginning of the show, you tweet video stream is up.
Not recently because your Twitter won't work.
What's wrong with it?
I have no idea. I've tried everything.
You think the is a password not?
No.
I actually tried to do that the other day on my phone.
Uh-huh.
I forgot what I thought of. I'm like, oh, I'll tweet this. And I couldn't figure out how to do it. I kept clicking things, moving things. I'm signed in.
Right.
But I couldn't find the thing that said send a tweet.
Well, every time I would type it out and click send, it would say error with all these, like this like code and all these numbers.
Did you tell anybody?
I told Alfie.
Did you fix it, Alfie?
I have no clue what the problem could be.
Yeah, he couldn't figure it out either.
Should we change the password?
That's the first step.
Did you do that?
No, I don't.
You?
I haven't messed around with it.
Oh, you don't think it's important enough for us to?
No, Kenzie.
Yeah, that's probably my
Kenzie
fault.
Kenzie what? It's her
Alfie's.
Fault? You think she screwed it up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go with that.
Thanks, Alfie.
But you also posted on Facebook.
Yes.
That the video stream is up. Okay. I forgot what I was going to say.
Twitter, spiders. Larry King. Yeah, that. I think you were going to say have Kenzie something with tweets.
I don't know. I said something witty this week. I forgot what it was.
There's been a lot.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Yeah, there has.
Yeah. Out of context, it's funny. But if you have to listen to 20 minutes just to get to that point, it's not worth it. Nobody would read it if it's like page and a half of dialogue, and then you get to the punchline.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, she could just take like a random out-of-context quote from the middle of the show. She can tweet that, and then that's sort of the idea of what the social media could be, which is, hey, you saw this on Twitter, but you didn't hear it on the show, tune in so you don't miss the next one.
Oh, you don't have to do all that. Just like on Mondays when we're doing the analysis of football and Jason Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
That would be huge.
There's one important word in football, and that word is, you never know. I don't think they need it in context. Let them figure it out.
That's why I'm saying it doesn't need to be in context.
You just say,
Coach
Martin said.
Mm-hmm. Just take a random quote from the show and tweet it. Let people figure it out on their own.
There's something you said today that cracked me up. I almost fell out of my chair, and now I can't remember.
You know why?
Because I'm stupid?
No.
Wow.
Yes.
Gotcha.
I was going to say because I'm wildly entertaining, but obviously nobody guessed that one.
So anyway, Larry King had his random tweet session the other night. Some of the ones he said, I can't remember the last time I went to a zoo. If you've seen one fireworks show, you've seen them all.
Well, the guys, what did we say was 81, 82?
Yes, 81.
Can't remember the last time I went to a zoo.
Mm-hmm. He was also wondering if anyone still drinks Senka.
I don't even know if they still make Senka.
I haven't seen it.
What else? One of them was,
does anybody still play Chinese checkers?
Yep.
That was one of them.
Yep. And he also hates people with perfect teeth.
I don't get that. Unless I've never looked at his teeth.
They're not perfect.
I don't even like looking at him. Had him on the show. Once, this was back in the 80s, mid-80s. Had him in the studio. Man, it was hard looking at him. And who was the guy that took over for him? Jim Bohannon. He was in the studio as well, wearing a cowboy hat and a neckerchief.
Ugh.
Well, do you normally dress like that? No. Well, you may want to take the neckerchief off. That only works for the Lone Ranger.
Otherwise, you look fancy.
You look like you're from Kansas City. Hooping and hollering.
Larry also said in his tweet session, I like Donald Duck better than Mickey Mouse.
That's rude.
I had a hot sister back in 1972 who liked to lick concrete.
Okay. He said some random things.
I thought about buying 12 inches of Saturn. The planet.
Got it.
I'm about 60. What the hell happened? Sorry, I dropped a call. I'm about 63% sure that most STDs are blue, including the blue waffle.
Of course.
What else?
What else did he say?
He also said, I've never been on a hayride.
I bet he has. Liar. Is that it?
And the last one, my wife looks cute with her reading glasses on her nose.
Guess what?
Hmm.
Braille tickles my pee hole. I also lost my virginity to a pizza that I named Judy Garland.
Okay.
In the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey. I have a t-shirt that has a picture of a t-shirt on it with stains. For Boxing Day in Canada, I dress up like a pair of pants. Never mind. Yeah. I gave facials to everyone at Mount Rushmore.
Oh, Larry.
And that was before they even carved Mount Rushmore. I gave it to the real guys. I gave Lincoln a facial. And George Washington. Teddy Roosevelt.
And?
Let's see, there's this guy. Lincoln. Roosevelt's off on the link. Who's on the right?
Jimmy Eisenhower? Clinton? I know it ain't LBJ.
Okay, that's embarrassing. I can't think of the four faces. Washington, Lincoln.
Right.
Roosevelt.
Yep.
Buford T. Justice.
That's a different Rushmore.
Little Enos Burdett?
No, Little Enos did not make it.
Washington, Lincoln, Roosevelt. I'm surprised they got Roosevelt. Andrew Dice Clay.
There you go. You figured it out.
Who's the other one?
You really don't know?
You're looking it up.
Of course I'm looking it up.
You really don't know, Dan?
Go ahead.
Now, Dan did know. He had to look it up.
No, I've completely forgotten it. Whatever Russ got, I now have.
It's Jefferson.
George?
No. Yeah, George Jefferson.
Well, that makes more sense. Jefferson Davis?
No, not him either.
Yeah, definitely not him.
Clifton Davis? Sammy Davis?
No.
Colder?
Sammy Kershaw?
No.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs?
Way, way cold.
Can you give me a decade?
18th.
Of?
Century.
Oh. Let's see. Yes, this is sad. Is part of it Jefferson?
Part of it is Jefferson.
Jefferson Starship.
Oh, God, I give up.
Edie Brickell? Jared from Bowling for Soup.
No, not him.
Can of soup?
No. There's no soup. But Jefferson is a part of it.
Rodney Allen Rippey.
No.
Joe Frazier?
No.
Jefferson Davis. Oh, I got it.
Okay.
Move on. Thomas Jefferson.
Yes.
I don't even think I know what Thomas Jefferson looks like. It's just the ones that stood out to me. Roosevelt, I'm surprised they were able to get the glasses.
Yeah, they got those. And I can't remember if he actually had red hair, but I remember like in movies or whatever, Thomas Jefferson was depicted as kind of having this reddish brown hair.
Does he have red hair on Mount Rushmore?
He wrote he wrote all of our good stuff back in the day. He wrote all the hits. Do you know the hits?
I think it was one that Hancock had something to do with.
Yes?
Herbie.
No.
Okay, I stole that one. You're talking about the Declaration of Independence?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See, you're good. You got it. You're fine.
After I guessed Herbie Hancock and Jefferson Starship.
Well, at least you didn't guess the love bug.
Herbie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's on Mount Rushmore.
That was a
Washington, Lincoln, Roosevelt, and a Volkswagen.
Yeah, I pushed it.
Our tribute to the Germans. Kenzie is so lost.
No, I'm not. I know who Herbie is.
Hang on. Let's see which one.
Okay.
Which Herbie?
The...
Herbie Hancock?
The white one.
Herbie Hancock is black.
So I think she
means... I think,
isn't it? The car.
Wasn't Herbie the love bug.
White?
Mm-hmm. What was the number on the side of the car?
53.
There you go. Nice.
I had to look that one up. She's right.
I didn't remember the number either.
What did you like about Herbie?
He talked.
I don't think he talked.
In the remake with Lindsay Lohan.
What did he say? Octoon baby?
Yes.
Because he's German.
Of course.
They made a remake like a couple years. Well,
It was back when Lindsay Lohan was mostly sober.
Yeah, way back in.
Around 97?
Probably, yeah.
I'm looking at that. Herbie's brand new adventure.
Uh-huh.
Disney's The Love Bug. Herbie's back to a brand new movie.
No. The one with Lindsay Lohan was after that.
Why would they follow that? How much could that have made?
Yeah, that was in the 2000s.
Yeah.
I think the one with Lohan was Herpy, the Love Bug. Followed by Herpes Goes to College. Herpes Goes to Jail. Lindsay Lohan, Herpes Saves Christmas.
Got my tweet for the day.
Which one?
Any of the last 30 seconds.
Okay.
Herpes the Love Bug passed out in the Sunset Strip.
And its own vomit.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
601, this is KEGO. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Toyota of Richardson. I probably should remind you right now, I just completely forgot. I forgot to go grab Dr. Thornton. We'll start off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before Spur 280. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is completely stopped back from the Morningside Drive. This one involves an 18-wheeler. It's probably going to be there for quite a while longer. It's also a fatality accident. In that backup, right at Rosedale Street, the service to the earlier accident there has been cleared out. Service road is also completely jacked. Just avoid that whole area if you can. Also in Fort Worth, eastbound I-30, right at 35W, that same accident has traffic backed up on eastbound I-30 back from around Summit Avenue from the Mixmaster. Let's move into Grand Prairie, eastbound I-20, just after Carrier Parkway, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Bowen Road. In Plano, eastbound of the Bush, right at Preston Road, got an accident blocking the left shoulder. And in Richardson, northbound 75, just before Arapahoe, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Royal Lane. I'm Alfie Coy, and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by PetSmart. Tonight, some clouds, 61 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sun in the afternoon. And we hit a high around 81. Right now, 78 at 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
So, Alfie, did you actually try tweeting to my account as well?
No, I did not.
Oh.
The only option that I had was to reset your password completely.
Did you try using my iPad?
No.
So Kinsey said it wasn't working, and you just said okay.
I never heard that it wasn't working. Today was the first I've heard of it.
Nuh-uh. I told you, and you said it's probably the internet connection. Remember?
No.
I was standing in that room.
Yeah, you know that room.
Where you're in. And I said, this iPad won't work. It won't tweet. And you said, what? And I said, it won't tweet. Look, it says error. And you said, it's probably the internet connection.
Was it your iPad?
No, Russ's iPad.
Russ's iPad's working fine.
Yeah, I just tweeted from it.
Not today. This was...
Okay, when something doesn't work, somebody tell me so it doesn't just sit there. Fair enough?
Makes sense.
Good. Where's Thornton today?
He's downstairs right now.
Oh. How long has he been down there?
20 minutes or so. I meant to grab him during the last break, but we were...
Well, go get him.
All right. He's just... It's...
Oh, God. Okay. Sorry.
All right. Go more.
I will go more. Police say a Clearwater, Florida woman set her boyfriend on fire during an argument after a good night of drinking. According to police, 23-year-old Melissa Dawn Sellers doused Carlos Ortiz Jr. with nail polish remover early on Wednesday, then ignited him with either a lighter or a burnt cigarette. The 42-year-old Ortiz was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Police say he has burns on his face, chest, and shoulders. Sellers left the scene before police arrived, but she later returned and then was arrested and charged with attempted murder. Authorities say she's still being interviewed at the police station and will be booked into jail. She and her boyfriend, no one really knows yet what they were arguing about. But as far as mugshots go,
yeah,
that's
it's not bad.
Well, she just looks evil.
Mm-hmm. She's a dog.
Like an evil dog.
Hang on. No, that's not it. I had a 911 call where a chick setting her husband on fire. I can't find it.
Oh.
I can just find. I found the one where Big Tex calls 911 saying his S is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
There's a recent trend of bizarre clowns terrorizing towns across America, and it's hit Florida as well. A security camera caught bizarre footage last week of a clown ripping apart a pumpkin on the porch of a Jacksonville home. The black and white footage shows the terrifying clown pounding the pumpkin with his gloved fists before ripping it into pieces and dropping it angrily on the porch. The clown then stares into the camera before vanishing into the cover of night.
Now this is like clone spiders, mean clowns.
You don't like clowns either?
No.
Well, you're going to hate this. Another clown was captured on camera. This one, just simply standing short of the front steps of a home in the neighborhood. Staring at the front door.
How long have you not liked clowns?
My entire life. Since I was two.
Microphone face.
Since I was two.
Well, what happened? How do you know at two you started hating clowns?
Because my parents had Barney and a clown come, and the clown was going to turn Barney magically in this box. Barney popped out, and it was the clown first, and I stayed in my room the whole time until Barney came out. And they made the clown go home, and they said, "We'll pay you later. Get out of my house." And then Barney came out. I'll never forget it.
Why are you just now telling us you're afraid of clowns?
Yeah.
Clone knew, I think.
I don't think I remember that, no.
I've said it a couple of times.
Because Gavin over at CBS
mm-hmm.
is afraid of clowns.
Yup.
If you mess with me, Russ, no.
Oh, that's cute.
What about this? What if we get a shark and dress it like a clown?
What did she say?
That was Kinsey's mind blowing.
Oh.
Because you just took the two things she is most afraid of.
I don't think I could be friends with you anymore.
You don't think a little part of you would laugh at a no. shark wearing clown makeup?
No.
Have you ever watched Jaws?
Kind of. My mom's favorite movie, so I've tried.
I watched all but the parts of the shark.
Pretty much. Same with haunted houses. I will go through and I'll look at everything. And then when the clown room happens, I have to have at least two friends carry me through it and hold my ears and like secure me in a safe like box of people.
Why would they hold you by the ears? I only did that if the chick didn't want it in her mouth.
No, so I can't hear. And I can hear the clowns laughing. So someone, I'm ignoring you.
That's so mean.
It's bad. It's really bad. I passed out one year. I'm ignoring you.
In the middle of the haunted house you passed out?
Uh-huh, in Terrell, Texas, yeah.
Dr. Thornton, do you know what the psychological term is for fear clowns?
Coulrophobia, I believe it is.
Yup.
Gavin Spittle has it bad.
Yes.
I think we had some people dress up like clowns and go into his office one day.
Mm-hmm.
He actually tried to claw his way through the sheetrock.
Yes.
Anthony, the old engineer that used to work here, same way with clowns. He was at a broadcast one time and had to leave because someone, and he was working, had to leave because someone came as a clown. He just walked out.
Dr. Thornton, any idea where that normally it would be a bad experience with something like, let's say I was bitten by a tarantula. You'd understand why I wouldn't like them.
Yep.
What about a clown? Does it have to be a bad experience, or is it just something about the mask? And
I think it's generally some bad experience with a clown or a clown movie or something. I had a close relative who had an early experience where a clown came to her birthday party, and she was too young to handle it, and had a while to work through that, but you know.
And you said it's called like coulrophobia.
Coulrophobia. C-O-U-L.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. Entomology research.
I'll hyperventilate.
Good. Yeah. according to, again, from Wiki, from a psychology professor at California State University, young children are very reactive to a familiar body type with an unfamiliar face. Researchers who have studied the phobia believe that there is some correlation to the uncanny valley effect. Any clue what that means?
No, I never heard that one.
A study conducted by the University of Sheffield, almost, found that the children did not like the clown decor in the hospital or the physician's office. The survey was about children's opinions on decor for an upcoming hospital. Images frightening. It is argued that notorious clown figures in literature and real life have contributed to adults being adverse to clowns. Additionally, the fact that much clown behavior is transgressive, an antisocial behavior, and can create feelings of unease.
That would explain everyone's discomfort with Curly. I mean, what?
Curly.
In Three Stooges, transgressive behavior, you know, hitting each other and stuff like that.
Huh. Well, Mo was the one that hit everybody.
Well, that's true. Mo was the scary one.
Curly was the victim.
Yeah.
Till he had enough.
The comedic victim. That is true. He would get enough, and then he'd smack his face a few times and run through a wall.
Yeah, if the Three Stooges were gay lovers, Mo would be locked up for domestic abuse.
That's true.
What'd he do to you? Hit me with a frying pan? That's enough. He poked me in the eyes.
Oh, that's terrible.
He pulled me around by my nose. I've never gotten that. Something that's supposed to be happy and joyous, and you associate with birthday parties. Oh, I'm getting gifts. Here's a clown. And then Kenzie wigs out because the clown came out of a box?
No, it's the face. Like, I had a dream about this specific clown, and I'll never forget it. And ever since then, I just can't handle clowns. Like, I could draw the face right now. That's how bad it was. It was reoccurring, too. I don't think I ever told anybody that either.
When was the last time you had that dream?
Less than a year ago. I think about it a lot.
Is the dream precisely the same each time? Or does it kind of change? Doesn't evolve?
Even like Bozo the Clown, would that still scare you? Do you know who Bozo is?
It's more of the scary-faced clowns.
Well, that's supposed to be scary.
But cartoon clowns do not scare me. But people dressed as clowns at, like, the circus, and they come up to you, and they're, like, in your face with a balloon. Like, my fists go up, like, let's go. Back up my personal space. Like, yeah.
So you get mad if a clown made you a bicycle out of a balloon.
Yes, I would. Because I didn't ask for one, did I? No. Did I ask you to follow me? Make me a bike? No.
Okay.
They invade your personal space. They're aggressive creatures.
They're not aggressive. They're just trying to be... They're entertaining. Are you scared of mimes?
No. I just think they're weird.
Well, they have on the makeup.
But it's not clown makeup. And they...
All right, I didn't know. Is it the hair as well?
The hair, the nose, the paint, the outfit, the shoes. Who wears big shoes?
Clowns?
Exactly. Wear shoes that fit you.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah. How do you know their feet aren't that big? You ever see a clown with his shoes off?
No, I don't.
Do you know
to.
How big their feet are?
Mm-hmm.
Don't judge.
Maybe it's a syndrome.
They're scary. And, of course, it got me when I was a kid, too.
Okay. Then I won't bring it up.
Does that mean you're sketchy around storm drains as well, the storm grates?
Yeah. Why, do clowns come out of storm grates?
I just said that.
In
I
it,
just
they
said
do.
That.
I never saw the movie.
It's the cover of the movie, one of the posters is Pennywise, the scary clown, is in the storm drain, and it's looking out.
And the balloons come out. During this past storm we had, I was by one, and I freaked out and ran.
By a storm drain?
Yeah, I just heard it, and I just looked over, and I could just see the sailboat, and then I saw the red balloon. I was like,
From the movie.
And I could see his teeth.
You
right
know,
there.
Clowns don't really hide in sewers.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. You can stop shaking. Sewers are safe. It's under your bed where they live.
Really?
Yes!
That was rude.
All right, go home tonight and don't check under the bed. See what happens. Go ahead, Dan.
Okay.
Rude!
Loud.
Practice. Oh, there are three ways in which you can be funnier if you're worried about it, and MSN Living decided to help us all.
Funny how? Like a clown?
Oh, I'm funny to you.
I make you laugh.
First of all, they say you should practice every day with a friendly audience. Because if you never tell jokes, you won't get any good at it. And most people are afraid of bombing, and they don't try. So
this is advice on how to be a stand-up comedian?
No, just to be funnier.
If you're not funny, you can't... All right, go ahead.
Well, because they start out saying being funny isn't just something that you're born with. You can build it. So they offer the advice, one of which is tell jokes to people who like you already. It gives you experience and confidence. Make sense?
Yep.
Also, well, now here's the problem with that, is if your friends, they don't want to hurt your feelings, they're going to laugh at your joke no matter how bad it is. Then you're going to go around and tell it to people that don't like you, and then they're going to kill you like a clown.
But if you start out, it's kind of like starting out easy. You're warming up to tougher audiences, like strangers.
But again, your confidence is going to be built based on false accolades.
True. But I can see where if you really were aware of that potential and you still use this friendly audience as a way to get used to the idea of telling a joke in front of people, kind of
I get that, but you're going to get positive. It's going to be positive reinforcement that's really negative.
Yeah.
Because they're going to laugh at anything. And then you go, all right, I'm ready. Yeah. I'm headed towards the Addison Improv.
I'm hot.
I'm going to kill with this.
Okay.
Just like a clown. I'm going to dress up like a clown. I'm going to make this balloon into a knife and stab him. Look at Kenzie. She took her headphones off.
Not realizing he's still in the room. The downside, though, of starting out with strangers.
Really?
Oh, my God.
I didn't even have to point.
No.
I looked, like, right behind Kenzie and jumped like there was something there.
She wigged out.
Okay. I'm sorry.
The downside to starting out.
Can you imagine in a room? Oh, I have a punchline for this. But in a room, if we got Kenzie and Gavin.
Okay.
And just sent in. Send in the clowns.
Oh. Yeah, just one car shows up.
My money is on Kenzie to win.
Yes, I'm with you.
Gavin's going to get swung around by his feet and get a really good close look at the clowns. And she's mowing them down.
Yeah, Kenzie has the fight response rather than the flight, like Kevin.
We can't go to any haunted houses? Because I don't have anybody to go with this year, and I didn't go to the fair because I didn't have anybody to go with, and I spent my.
I love haunted houses.
I had to spend my birthday by myself.
Let's go to a haunted house.
I want to go to a clown haunted house.
They have one called Strangling Brothers, and I keep saying I'm going to go, but here's the deal: if you have to protect me, you can't tell me
they're
to open
not
my
gonna,
eyes.
They're not going to hurt you. They but, can't tell. They legally they know that unless. The only thing you have to worry about, and it's very seldom, is when somebody that doesn't work there sneaks in as a clown and they cut you up.
Oh, that's fun. Okay, let's go. Woohoo. That's now.
Because think about it. You go through a haunted house. Mm-hmm. You don't know if the person behind the counter really works there.
You just ruined Halloween for me. I hope
that was
that.
My goal.
Because I've had people tell me.
Wait till we get to Christmas.
I've had people tell me to open my eyes. We're in the clear. And they have set up the clowns to be all around me. So I think it's my friend I'm holding on to. And really, it's a clown. And then I see all my friends over there laughing while I'm surrounded by clowns. So you can't do that kind of stuff.
I'm not going to do anything.
You have to carry me.
Oh, I'm not carrying.
Through the whole thing.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want to carry you. You start wigging out. And then it's like pulling a cat off of you with its claws.
Yeah, you could just put in a nice little Kenzie papoose.
Line up.
What happened to Russ?
Line 4, Alfie?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Chris.
Hey, boss. So my wife absolutely is terrified of clowns. She refuses to go to any haunted houses with me because I find the ones with clowns and I'll run through it and not hold on to her and make her get through it herself, and then she'll come out and just literally beat the crap out of me. So with it coming up on Halloween and our anniversary is shortly after that.
Dude, this is not a good idea.
Well, hang on. It gets better, trust me.
No, I know where you're going, but go ahead.
So she she's anticipating something happening Halloween, so of course I'm not going to do it because I'm that much of an ass. And on our anniversary, she's going to come home, and my sister's going to be there with her, and she's going to walk in the door, and my sister's going to close the door and make sure that she can't get out. And I have 15 people that we are dressing up as the really scary clowns with the really bad makeup to where she can't get back out the front door. And then she's going to run around, and I'm going to have people, she's going to run into the bedroom, and I'm going to have clowns underneath the bed. And then when she runs in there, I'm going to have one in the bathroom, in the bathtub, standing there with the shower curtain closed.
What are you going to tell the coroner?
Yeah. What am I going to tell the coroner?
Yeah, because obviously, I know where this is leading. Mm-hmm. I don't know. She just had a heart attack. All right. Thanks. It took too long. I knew where he was going with it.
Yeah.
Is he crazy? No, he's not crazy. He loves his wife. Shut up. Go ahead, Dan.
Okay. Another way to be funnier is to put things in the form of a complaint followed by an analogy. It always helps to follow a pattern, and an easy one is to find something to complain about, then give an unexpected analogy. And people like to laugh at universal things that bother everyone. For example.
Well, they don't, is there an example here of a complaint?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
All right. I feel like I always pick the shopping cart with the messed up wheel. You know, the one that pulls to the right. It's like it has a mind of its own and keeps steering me towards the tampons.
Okay, Kenzie liked it. Then again, she needs tampons.
She sees it as a helpful cart.
Look at this. It's got some type of tampon sinking device.
And that leads us to number 3. Make jokes at your own expense or someone else's. It actually says at your own expense.
Oh, all right.
They say it makes you more likable, makes people want to laugh along with you. But you got to pick superficial flaws. You don't want to joke about things that make people sorry for you or things that might hit a nerve with someone else.
I get it. Because they might take it, let's say you yourself, talking about me, have a big nose. And I make a big nose joke. And I say that in front of somebody else with a big nose. Well, that's his way of secretly making fun of me. No? I want to make fun of you. I told you, that's a honker.
It is weird, though. People will take something personally from someone that's on stage who doesn't know them.
I've never seen that.
It's like
I don't go to comedy, stand-up comedy, so I don't know.
There's different audiences. Most of them are great. Then there's some where people are there and they feel like talking to, they think they're in a movie theater and they talk back to the screen.
They feel like the comedian has singled them out?
And almost like they want to have the conversation with the comedian.
Oh.
In a room of like 500 people.
I get it.
Yeah. It's like,
me, myself. I'm a shit eater. How did he know that I'm a shit eater? Can't pick on somebody in the front row.
How does he know?
He said, obviously, he's not just a comedian. He's a mind reader. But he's going to tell everybody that I eat shit. All right, that whole story was stupid.
Howard Hendricks has a domestic disturbance charge, and Florida deputies had problems arresting him because at 500 pounds and 6 feet tall, he was too big to fit in the patrol car. The solution was to summon a prisoner transport van to haul him to the county jail. Hendricks also used his size to resist arrest in other ways, like when he sat down on the floor and challenged officers to move him. He also allegedly kicked a deputy in the leg. The dispute began when his girlfriend told deputies that during an argument, he had cornered her in the garage, slapped her shoulder and face, poked her in the chest, and spit in her face. He also allegedly punched a hole in her wall. When deputies arrived, Hendricks had showered and was naked. Investigators said he reeked of alcohol, had glassy eyes, and slurred speech. He was charged with battery on a law enforcement officer, criminal mischief, resisting an officer without violence, battery causing bodily harm, and driving under the influence. His bond?
Well, hang on. What kind of car did he drive?
I don't know.
Well, how could he not get into a squad car, but he could get into a passenger car?
Truck?
Truck doors aren't that much bigger.
I'm just guessing. I don't know. It doesn't say.
All right.
It is pretty impressive, though. What
did he weigh?
500 pounds.
How tall was he?
6 foot.
That's big. That doesn't sound like, well, look at Big Stacy. Big Stacy's about 6'4". He's taller than me. When he hugs me, I'm out.
That's what I was saying. I think he's more like 6'6".
Yeah, and I don't see them getting Big Stacy into a squad car.
I did it. Take me to jail.
Could you just follow us in a squad car? And then just the guy just sat on the floor. Make me move.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, they're going to light you up, Jack, and somebody's just going to haul you out. And I've seen cops drag people out of houses. It's not, you don't, I would move.
Yeah, it sounds cool to say it, like, move me. But eventually they will. And I'm sure you don't exactly fit easily through a door. So they're going to have to probably push and prod and poke and mash to get you through it.
Or you just call Walt Garrison. We need this out there. You got it.
I don't doubt that. Well, speaking of Walt Garrison, the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys released Michael Sam from the practice squad yesterday after, that's just another setback as the NFL's first openly gay player tries to make an active roster during the regular season for the first time.
It's really still necessary for them to keep pointing out he's openly gay? Cowboys didn't drop him because he's gay.
No, but it's a landmark thing. It would be if it was some other...
Hang on a second. Looking at... Channel 5 right now.
Back in August and recently notified the club it's ready to take over the building. But club officials say this isn't a final
This
goodbye.
Is Cowboys Arlington.
They are looking at some new locations, so do stay tuned.
Okay. I just got an email today about that, the Cowboys Arlington, where we played the White Trash Party. They're closing November 1st.
Ah.
Because Chuck, band manager, had contacted him about maybe doing a Christmas concert there. He got an email back. I forget who from Cowboys said, sadly, we're closing November 1st. Maybe you'd like to, our suggestion is Grease Monkey, Gas Monkey?
Gas Monkey.
All right. The old Firewater in northwest sort of Dallas.
Yeah.
And then Chuck replied, okay, thanks for the help. Appreciate it. We enjoyed playing the White Trash Party there. We hope we can do it for many years to come.
What?
I had emailed Chuck and went, I think they meant they're closing for good.
Oh, that's right. You're closing November 1st?
Yeah, you're closing November 1st. Well, can we play there again in August?
Was he thinking they were just closing for the season?
I don't know what the freak he thought. I haven't heard back from him. It's like he didn't read the entire email.
Okay.
And that's too bad. I like Cowboys. And they were... It sounds like GM, the plant's taken over, buying the building. It's all I could tell from that story that briefly was on Channel 5.
Actually, GM, I think, has owned the land for quite some time.
Oh.
They just have allowed Cowboys to operate on it because they didn't have a use for it. Now I guess they do.
Maybe they knew that they were going to close, when we played the White Trash Party, maybe they knew they were going to close in November, and that's why they gave us everything. They gave us the door. They tried to give us alcohol sales. They paid for our band. They paid for Back in Black. They asked for dick. They gave us everything for the foundation. So possibly they knew this was coming.
Maybe. On the other hand, maybe they also realized that all of our listeners are going to drink. Even though they did still try to give us some of the bar, but they, based on the people I saw that evening, I think they made the money.
Yeah, because they didn't run completely out, but they ran out of several types, brands of alcohol that night, booze.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What'd they run dry on?
It was certain types of Jim Beam and some other stuff. They said, I remember being at a bar, and they go, well, we're out. You may try that bar over there. No, I've already tried that bar over there. They're out, too.
I don't know why, but that makes me proud. Our very first White Trash Party, they ran out of alcohol. Mm-hmm. They had to make runs to 7-Eleven to get beer, which I don't think is legal.
No.
This was like 1998.
Oh, well, preach it.
And then the next year we had it, I think, at Jay Gilligan's in Arlington. They did a block party, and the streets were lined, no exaggeration, lined with Budweiser trucks. Am I lying?
No, you're not lying. Randy was like, we are not going to run out of booze.
Okay, that's right. Test us.
You hear that, everybody? The gauntlet has been laid.
It was like Jay Gilligan's was just surrounded with trucks.
It's like, because Jay Gilligan's was able to take over an entire city block. And it It looked like an alcoholic convention. You just, it was hard to describe because we pulled up and went, yeah, okay, well, they're prepared. And they may not run out unless I tell the crowd. Hey, all I know is Budweiser called you a bunch of pussies. Said you can't drink.
And usually with things like that, they don't have all the trucks right there. They just pull them in as they need them. And Randy, the owner, he goes, I want them here just in case. I don't want to have them calling in and them have issues getting here.
Think of it as the FEMA division for Anheuser-Busch. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:40, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Jared, the Gallery of Jewelry. Traffic still sucks, not as bad as earlier, though. We'll start off in Fort Worth. Northbound 35W just before Spur 280. That accident there is now only blocking the right lane. Traffic is still backed up back from Rosedale Street. The service road there is still completely blocked, so avoid that area still if you can. Also, this accident is affecting eastbound lanes of 30 from 35W back to Summit Avenue. Also in Fort Worth, southbound 35W right at Alta Mesa. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Seminary. A couple side street accidents for you in Grand Prairie. Both north and southbound lanes of Beltline Road just south of Main Street there are shut down due to some down power lines. Traffic's all jacked up in that area. And in Dallas, eastbound Forest Lane just before Hillcrest, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from the tollway. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Sam's Club. Tonight, 61 for the overnight low. Tomorrow morning, some clouds, and those will give way to afternoon sunshine as we hit a high of 81. Right now, 77 and 97.1 The Eagle.
How about some...
How about you suck my... Blake Bucko?
K-E-G-L, The Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I meant to ask you this earlier in the show. You're going to start doing spots for that realtor?
Yes, Team Nelson, yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think their company name more so is Your Home Free.
Okay. You showed him around the building?
Yes, yeah, he was up here yesterday and...
Seemed like a normal guy?
Yeah, very normal.
I know Rodney Anderson.
Yes.
I think Rodney's getting money under the table from these realtors, but it's illegal, so I don't want to say it.
I'm glad you don't want to say anything. But yeah, Rodney was here yesterday as well. Had a nice meeting, then took the big tour.
Showed, what's the guy's name?
Bill Nelson. And his wife, Andra.
And? That was a tour.
Where'd
you show him?
We took him all around the different studios, but I made sure he came in to see the Eagle studio, and he was immediately drawn towards your position and seeing the board and all the buttons and everything, and he looked at me, and he's like, so Russ really runs this whole thing? I was like, yeah, he knows everything about the...
You didn't tell him I don't know 80% of what this console does.
No. I told him, no. I was like, no, Russ knows what every button on that board does.
All I know is they light up. It's like being on the Enterprise. What does this do? Flash?
There's the flashy button.
You may only know 20% of that board, but it's 1,000% more than any other jock in this building.
I think Billy probably knows how to run his console.
Billy might be the only exception, but apart from him...
I think
there's more than that.
Skull has a console monkey. I don't think she knows. I mean, there's not really that much we use. Well, actually, there is.
Mm-hmm.
I use that one.
Yep.
One, that one, and that one, that one.
That's four.
I use that one.
Five.
That one. Six, that one. Seven. This one's for a CD player. We don't even have. Not only do we not have CDs,
mm-hmm.
and I'm pointing at the faders, all the inputs. Not only do we not have CDs,
right.
We don't have a CD player.
Mm-mm.
So I don't know what that one's there for. That one, this one here is when.
Hello, radio.
That one's for that. And the last few, I think, are just like TVs or something. The rest of it, I just kind of consider like gallbladders. Don't really need it. Sure, it does something. No clue. That's what I like about the old analog boards. Weren't that, it didn't do that much. You could talk, mm-hmm. you could play music. That's really all you needed to do.
Yeah, it was like A, B, left, right, slider.
on, off, yeah.
Yeah, every time.
But those are old boards. I mean, those are ones that were around from the 80s. I mean, these now,
I know, but those were like the, I don't know, just like a tank. Regardless of what you did, they worked.
Yeah.
The only problem was every time you pressed one of the buttons for something to happen, it sounded like door locks in a 77 T-Bird. Yep. All right, going to play a song.
He's not kidding. That's, yes.
I mean, if I was going to set up a studio for myself, that's what I would buy. Would be one of the old, I think it was Pacific something. One of those consoles.
The thing is with that, that's the equivalent of not liking to type on a laptop or an iPad because you prefer the old-fashioned typewriter.
No, it's not that different. Both consoles, you mash buttons, things happen. This one, first of all, I don't like the fact that I can't do whatever I want with this console. I have to argue with the computer.
So that's why it's not the console's fault, it's the computer.
But the console's designed to run with some type of automation. Like, I like the fact I don't sit in here. I do very seldom leave the room, but I don't have to sit and press every button to start every commercial.
Right.
Once we go into a break, that's automated. Unless we do a live spot, then the rest of it I take control of. What I don't like is there are too many buttons, and I can't do everything myself. But I have to because I'm sitting in the wrong place.
And whose fault is that?
Kenzie's.
It's not Kenzie. It is, like you said, it is Kenzie's fault. Yep. Actually, Bill asked me when we were in here, he said, I thought that some shows would have like their own person that would do the board and then the other guys don't have to. It's like, no, it's like, Russ comes from music radio background, used to being the only person in the room. That's the way he started, and that's just the way he's always done it.
I think Craddock ran his own board.
And then the same type of history. Started music radio, was used to doing his own thing, just kept doing it.
Ron Chapman ran his own console.
Yep.
I don't think Mark Davis runs his.
He doesn't. And that's why I mean, it's like...
I don't like... It's not a control thing. It's just, if you want something to happen right now, you're going to have to somehow communicate with a guy running the console. If you're just sitting on the other side in front of a mic.
Right.
You're going to have to somehow communicate to him, I need a squeaky fart right now. See, I can do that because I'm in control.
Right.
But especially if, let's say, Klo was running the console and I'm sitting on the other side. Mm-mm. And I'm looking at him going, I need a squeaky fart right now. Close. No, really where I was going with the bit. Right. I don't know how you do a show and not run your own console. And again, it's not I got to be in control. I don't know how to communicate to other people. And I'm not the best at sign language.
On other shows that I've seen and to a certain level experienced, they'll give their board op just carte blanche. They'll say, you play certain sound effects. If you want to put them in, you go ahead and do that.
I think Stern was kind of like that, but he trusted
Fred.
Yeah, Fred knew what he was doing.
Right.
But for the most part, yeah, Howard ran his own board, just except for the little...
Yeah, the sound effects, only because back then, when he was here in Dallas-Fort Worth, in that era, they were playing the... each sound effect was on its own individual cart.
Right.
The carts that looked like old 8-track cartridges. Mm. And each one, which was the size of an 8-track tape, only had like a 2 or 3 second sound effect on it. And you had an entire wall you had to keep track of. If we had to do radio like that now,
oh my God.
There would be no sound effects. There'd probably be 3, and that would be it.
Yes. And there would be no new ones, because that means you have to go and do it reel to reel to make them.
Then you'd have to record real time. All right, I'm done complaining. Unless, Dr. Thornton, you think it's a control issue, because I sit here and I have to press all the buttons.
No, I do not. I really think it has to do with your comedic timing and everything. I don't think it. I can't imagine it working.
You see it as it's an efficiency thing, not a I have to control the world.
You're just putting out this product, and I don't think there's – and you're doing it on the fly. I don't imagine anyone being able to really anticipate exactly what you want at the right moment.
Are you saying that's good?
Yeah.
Are you calling me a genius?
Yes.
Say it again.
You're a genius, Russ. I was thinking that this morning.
What were you doing? Are you masturbating to me?
I'd rather not say.
Were you beating it?
See? There you go.
Actually, after a while, it's just like driving your car. It took me a while when they went from the old console, they brought in this new one. And you just, when you're driving somebody else's car, even though you kind of know where everything is, you just get readjusted. And that's what I had to do with this one.
Yeah.
I still don't know what most of this stuff does. There are a lot of lights, and it's pretty.
Like you're in an eternal rental car now.
Well, I've got this one down, short of most of it. Alfie, what's line one?
He is calling about Cowboys closing.
Oh. All right. Now, this is just Cowboys Arlington.
Yes.
Not the Cowboys in Dallas.
That's a different dance hall.
Well, I know. That's why they put it in. Shut up. What's this guy's name?
Kelton.
Kelton?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kelton.
Hey, Russ.
What's up?
Yeah, the Cowboys and Arlington are not shutting down for good. They're just shutting down long enough to find a new location because their lease is up, and that's why GM's taking over the building.
What's GM going to do with it?
Parking lot.
Oh, they're going to set up a center for recalls? Thank you.
The plant is shaking just a little bit.
How do we get off on radio?
You asked about Bill Nelson, the realtor that works with Rodney Anderson.
Oh, that's right. So he was impressed by everything. He's going to do the spot. You like the guy?
Yeah, he's great.
He's not as shifty as Rodney?
No, definitely not.
You're good.
Rodney actually loves you.
Did he say that?
No.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
659, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Starting off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before Spur 280. Still got that accident there. It's now only blocking the right lane. This is the one that involved a bunch of 18-wheelers. Traffic there is backed up back from Rosedale Street. This same accident is still causing a backup on eastbound 30 from 35W back to Summit Avenue. Also, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Alta Mesa, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back to Seminary. And finally, in Dallas, eastbound of the Bush, right at the tollway, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is still backed up back to Midway Road. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Sam's Club. Tonight, a few clouds, 61 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sun in the afternoon, a high of 81, and right now we're at 77. The 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
Yeah, I can't think of the last time I saw Rodney Anderson in person. He said he's lost weight, did he?
Yeah, he's lost a lot. He looks great.
I didn't even recognize him.
It's probably his syphilis.
No, it's not.
What else is he going to do?
Diet and exercise?
Okay. I could be wrong.
You are wrong. Rodney?
Did you specifically ask him, do you have syphilis?
Okay, no, I didn't specifically ask him.
Then you can't rule it out. You'd suck as an attorney.
Must be syphilis.
It's got to be. Why does he tolerate this?
I don't know.
Because you know people calling up, Russ said you got syphilis. You're on some kind of syphilis diet.
And then he giggles and he says, "What's your APR right now?"
I guess the longer they call.
And then he refinances them.
Are you the lender with syphilis?
Yeah, that's my new slogan.
You just can't help yourself.
Kenzie, that is not a random quote to tweet on my website.
Got it.
Yeah, don't put that on. Don't.
Rodney Anderson has syphilis.
I didn't play it on.
All right, what do we got left?
We have left around 2:20 in the morning on Saturday. A police officer was standing on the street talking to a bus driver near a bar in Minnesota. The bar had just closed, so drunk people were leaving the bar, including a 24-year-old man named Riley Swearingen, who was with some friends. And to get a laugh, Riley decided to sneak up behind the police officer and give him a good old-fashioned wet willy. However, he couldn't just do a single. He went the double wet willy, meaning a finger in each ear.
Okay, at least he went for the ears.
At the same time, yeah.
Because anal wet willy, that'll get you arrested.
Quickly. The cop spun around and saw him walking away, and if he wasn't already sure Riley did it...
Kenzie, do you even know what a wet willy is?
Yeah.
Okay, just asking. Go ahead.
A few seconds later, the police officer clearly heard him yell to his friends that he just gave that cop a wet willy.
So I shot him in both ears.
How about a popo willy?
Yeah. I'm going to take my gun and my backup piece, put them in your ears. 5-0 Willie, ready?
I'll let you count.
Can you hear the ocean?
Riley is an air traffic controller in the Air Force, and he was in town for a friend's wedding. Initially, they charged him with assaulting a police officer with bodily fluids.
Really?
Which is a felony.
Because the wet Willie.
Yeah. Technically, that is true.
It's an exchange of body fluid. The guy could have something. That's where we are now. Wet willies are out.
And it should be.
Well, I know, but like all the joys of life have vanished. Can't go up and tell a chick that her cans look good today or look up her dress. Or
nor should you.
Well, thump her on the nipples?
No.
Give her a nice DD twister?
No, definitely not.
Grab her by both boobs. I'm a ham radio operator.
You're right. You can't do that. That's sexual assault.
Yeah. I'm tuning in Germany. Sorry.
And that's now first degree.
Bah.
However, after 3 days in jail, a judge let him plead guilty to disruptive intoxication instead, so he ended up with time served and just had to pay $77 in court costs.
How do they know that his blood was clean or he didn't have anything? In 3 days, I don't think you're going to find out everything you need to know.
I don't know about blood or if they ran any or not. They just basically said,
all right, wet willy, we're going to let you go after. That's 3 days is a long time just for dual wet willies.
Yeah, but it's still assault on a public servant with bodily fluids.
Well, it's not like I give him an atomic wedgie. Mm-hmm.
That'd be really embarrassing to a police officer if you're hanging from a light pole.
Is the guy hanging from a light pole?
No, I'm just saying like in wedgies and movies. Hang him up by it.
Yeah, that's a good wedgie. Yeah.
Atomic wedgie, that's what I give him. One time I remember I told a cop, I bet I can arch piss over your squad car.
And how'd that work out?
Arch pissed over your squad car.
Oh, okay, all right.
Didn't spill a drop.
Not a bit of it touched his police car.
That's impressive.
I swear to a police officer, I'm going to hold up my word. Nah.
That close. Did you just take a in my tires? Man, I only promise arch.
I imagine you got to exert quite a bit of force to make that arch nicely.
I think you come out of a bar after 3 or 4 hours, you probably got the force to pull a McDougal's.
Mm-hmm.
McDowell's.
Yes, there you go.
Thank you. All right. Do you have the story where, can't remember if the guy got pulled over for DUI or something he tried to bribe his way out?
Yes, I do, actually. Yeah, the cops in Bernalillo County, New Mexico, got a call on Monday about a man who'd smashed his car into a pole. When they got there, they found Luis Rodriguez Neri behind the wheel, and he was drunk. Luis told them he'd had 6 shots of rum before he drove and refused to take a breathalyzer. Instead, he offered the cops a bribe. He said, if you let me go, I'll give you a Mountain Dew.
Works every time.
Does it?
Oh, yeah, well, it's got to be name brand. They won't take the Mountain Mist thing.
Oh.
Sierra Mist.
Sierra Mist?
I think that's what it is.
Well, I don't know, Mountain Mist, something like that. Dr. Thunder, they ain't falling for it.
No?
It's always got to be brand name, Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew, yeah. Yeah, it wasn't
clear. Obviously, Kenzie likes Mountain Dew.
She does.
I take that bribe.
Yeah.
They didn't know. If it's not clear if he had the Mountain Dew on him or if this is some type of promise for a future Mountain Dew. But the police turned it down, and he was charged with aggravated DWI, leaving the scene of an accident as well as bribery.
Can't we play no game to get out of this?
What kind of game?
Well, we do like the Three Musketeers. We all pull our out. You go first.
I don't think the Musketeers played that game.
I know, but I'd like to gamble. It's easy to arrest somebody that's drunk, you big man with a badge. How about if you let me go, I'll give you... You like seafood?
Yeah, I like seafood.
Okay, good, because I just come from... I like fresh.
Drunk, ate a bunch of oysters.
I tell you what. I'm going to take a in my hand. If you can guess what I had for dinner, I get to go.
That's really disgusting, sir.
All right, you can let me go. It's up to you. Hey, are you Officer Cloud from Plano PD? Because I got this can of Crisco in my car.
What have you heard?
I've heard that you let people go if they're all covered in Crisco. Butt themselves with their animal shifter.
One time. Let a guy go one time.
You let one guy go one time because he's covered in Crisco.
Now
you're branded.
I tell you what. You let me go.
All right.
Your partner there in the car.
Yep.
I'll suck his with zest.
Do you mean...
I'll suck his... Yeah. I'll suck his with zest. I don't mean the soap.
Okay.
I mean with style and fervor. Only thing I ask is you tap me on the head with a baton before you finish.
I'm sure he'll tap.
I don't know. I had a state trooper lie to me once.
He just didn't tap?
No! Bastards always in your mouth, never tell you anything. God. Never make a deal with a state trooper.
I guess not.
God, I gotta go.
All right. It was nice stopping you.
Thank you kindly. Drive safely.
Hey, wait, I pulled you over.
Tough break. Maybe you could chase me down if you didn't work for Euless PD.
Oh. I swear, now it's like once a week.
Hey, don't lose a squad car.
During a chase.
Was it during a chase?
Yeah, they were pursuing the vehicle. The guy stopped his car on the side of the road, jumped out and ran into the woods or trees, whatever. And when the police car stopped to pursue him, they left the car open and on. So the guy doubled back, jumped in the Euless squad car, drove off.
Hey, that's damn weird. Normally when our squad car pulls off, I'm in it. Well, maybe we could chase him in his own bus. No, he locked the doors.
Turn it off the...
I think if I was an officer, I just would have gone back into the woods and just lived there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how you salvage that as an officer. Because you know, you get on the two-way.
Yeah, man.
They stole your squad car again, didn't they?
Well.
I know how you start every time you lose a squad car. It's always,
Well, wait a minute. Here's what happened.
They eventually found the squad, right?
They did, yeah. Thank God, because if they didn't.
And then you got surrounding agencies after we started talking about it. Stop by Euless. Hey, you know that these cars come with them clicky things where the doors don't open? Maybe if you had to waste all those money on guns and tasers, you could have bought some locks.
Keller PD really is mean.
I think Keller was one of the first ones to go and give him grief.
They drive down to Euless. Hey, are you supposed to be driving that car?
Yeah, is that your car? Look, our car's got... Really, I did it again.
Well, I'm telling you, man, Keller's fancy.
Because when I'm looking for sound effects, I got to search on my flash drive, and that's always the first door that comes up. Look at this. Open, close.
Oh, God. That's really rubbing it in. When you got the fancy automatic Star Trek doors.
Well, here in Euless, in our squad cars, all we got is the... screen car doors. That doesn't keep the criminals out. It works for the skeeters.
When they pull people over, do they have to wave around the bug light?
I don't know, but as a cop, I hate sitting in the squad car and somebody comes up, grabs my door handle, and just goes, What are you doing in there? The female officers can't stand it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Do you have anything decent to end with?
Yeah, I have.
Dr. Thornton, you bored?
Not a bit.
Okay.
They're creepy, crawly, and they're also potentially deadly. The Black Widow spider has spun itself into the center of attention in one neighborhood. Exterminator Chris Harbert of Black Widow Pest Control said this could be one of the worst seasons ever. He's seeing 3 to 5 times more Black Widows per house call. He said we have a lot of rain this year that we don't typically have during the summertime, which has created an atmosphere for other insects. Also, the atmosphere is not as hot as it's been in summers past.
Where is this?
Where is it?
Where do you think?
Did you say Florida?
Irving.
Is it really?
Yes.
It hasn't rained that much.
It has. And it's not has been as hot in this summer as previous summers. It's ripe for Black Widows and spiders in general.
So there are Black Widows all over the neighborhood?
Yes, all over close.
You haven't seen any, Chloe?
Uh-uh.
Seems like they'd be easy to spot.
Oh, sure, make fun of me because my husband died.
Now. For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCloy.com. You can find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, as well for all things. 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Six is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
The Metroplex.